Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Know what time it is. Johnny B Radio. If you want the tightest stuff around, please listen. Ain't no faking, now I ain't kidding. Sit back and enjoy this with your people or your missus. Put this in your cigarillo, hit this. We ain't gotta lie, the show is so fly. From the phone to the girl, from the north to the south, and now it's nationwide. Get the number on the screen, gonna call up a rep your team. Represent your city, baby. Represent your city, baby.
It's that Donny B Radio, Donny B Radio. Hey, it's that Donny B Radio, Donny B Radio.
Made a move once before on my own. It was wrong.
I fell down.
Love to know how hard it was, but you picked me up and I learned be still and wait on your word. Oh yeah. Send it on down, Lord. A word.
So warm,
a word from me.
crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
My goodness, man, I don't know about you guys, but we got a hot show coming up. It's Crump Friday, y'all. That's right, man. We definitely doing it real big. We got the lovely, sexy ladies in the building with us right now, right here on B93FMTheHit.com. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the show. Miss Bree and 411. What's going on with y'all, ladies? We got a very special guest with us tonight. She needs no introduction, man, because she's been around this show 50 million pounds. I ain't even going to do no interview with her because she's family to this show. Hey, Mama West, welcome to the show tonight. Mama West is live. Y'all know we got to put the hand clap on. Mama West is live in the studio with us right now, right here in B93 studio. Welcome to the show, Mama West. What's going on tonight?
Well, I tell you what, y'all really did it. I don't know how you did it, because I couldn't have gotten there unless I was really trying to stay up late.
I know that's right, Mama West. That's what it's all about, y'all.
Yes, it is, but I tell you what, it's about commitment. When you make a commitment, you got to follow through, and I made that commitment, and hey, here I am.
Hey, Mama West, we definitely want to thank you for coming on the show. I mean, you are a very special person to me, Mama West. You're like a second mom to me. And we got a lot of listeners from all across the country, man, that are tuning in to this show tonight. And I just want to, me personally, Mama West, I just personally want to thank you for all the stuff you've done in this community, especially in the hip-hop community, Mama West. What do you think about that?
It's pretty simple. What you do, what you feel. And I feel that we ought to support our people. If they're trying to do something good, you need to support them.
That's right.
Because that's what it's all about. I'm not trying to be ugly right now, but I'm going to tell it like it is. Every other ethnicity sticks together.
Right.
We need to do the same.
That is so true.
I had an experience just today. I went into a store to get my cell phone fixed, and it was run by Hispanics. And I saw all Hispanics in there. And I'm like, darn, you know what? Every ethnicity sticks together. Except us. We got to learn that.
Mama West, you
got to learn that. If you don't support your own, then don't get mad if somebody else doesn't support them.
Ooh, Mama West, you as always, you always speaking the truth, Mama West, and everything that you're saying is so true. I definitely want to talk to you about when we get back. We got Mama West live with us. We're going to let the ladies talk in a few minutes. We're going to go to the music. But Mama West, I definitely want to talk to you a little bit about how life treating you since the passing of your son. We want to talk about that and what's going on now that the hip-hop community really needs to focus on and needs to know about as far as what's going on with the family now. Okay, Mama West?
Okay.
All right, y'all. We talking live right now. We got a lot of we got floods of people right now calling in from all across the country, man. There's a switchboard. It's packed. Everyone say a big shout out to 312-506-531. Area code, we see you loud and clear. 404, we see you loud and clear. And we definitely going to be, speaking live with Mama West right here. You tune in to the hour new B93FMRadio.com right here, man. It's definitely going down. All right, y'all, man. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to be talking. We're going to be taking phone calls. And we're going to let my co-host, Tim, ask some couple questions, too, to Mama West. Mama West hanging out with us on this beautiful Crunk Friday, y'all. It's going down. B93FMTheHit.com.
What's up, Mike Jones?
Hey, D-Money, what's up, homie?
Hey, man, what you think that Laffy Taffy gonna do in H-Town?
What I think? You know Ice Age put their stamp on it. You know it's all good. I'm telling you, I do that. Shoot the video.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I know, but let me tell you something. This is something I always want you to remember, Donnie B. You know I love you. But guess what? When I get up in the morning, I put my dishes on the same way you do, one leg at a time.
That's right, Mama Beth. That's right.
You're right. In the scope of things, we're all the same.
Right.
All the same. And you asked something a little bit earlier, and I just want to comment on that right now. Be very brief here. But our artists, when they get out there and they get a little bit successful, sometimes they get a little disease, like a swelling in the head. Well, you know, we need to always remember where we came from, who we are, and to keep your feet on the ground and your head out the cloud. Because it's real, and I am the same person today that I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 40 years ago.
That's right.
Hasn't anything changed? It doesn't matter how many degrees you get when you go to school. And I'm not mad at you. Because I got a bunch of degrees.
Huh.
I went to school. I got 3 degrees. And was almost about to get another one. So I'm not mad. I'm not saying don't go to school. You're behind me to be in school. Learn something.
That's right.
And I'm not saying I don't want you to be successful and make a bunch of money, because I want that for you too.
Right.
But remember, my young people out there, when you get that paper, remember you wouldn't have gotten that paper if you weren't blessed. You've been blessed with this
That's
paper.
Right, Mama.
And what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to enjoy it. And whatever your quirks are, you're supposed to satisfy those. I'm not mad about that. But think about, there are some people out there who can use a little bit of that paper too.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about your buddy on the corner who wants to smoke one.
Okay.
I'm
real.
When I break it down to you, Donna B, I break it down.
Oh, you always have.
I'm not talking about your buddy on the corner who want to smoke the green fluffy instead of that trash you've been smoking. I'm talking about there are young people, kids out here who may need somebody to talk to. They don't necessarily need your paper. They just need you to say to them, because you are the hero. You to say to them, you can do this too, or you can do something else.
This is
what I'm talking about. Take a little time out. Instead of chilling all the time or going over there and partying with your buddies, go out and mix with some young kids, some kids who need you, some kids who don't have mothers or fathers or sisters and brothers to look up to. They look up to you. So you can tell them something their mama can't tell them anyway.
That's right. Mama West, you know I want to talk to you about this. Of course, I go over this 50 million times, but there's a lot of new listeners out there that's tuning in to the show tonight. Let's talk about your son. Let everybody in the community, the hip-hop community, know how was it working with your son? Because you was also, a lot of people don't know this, that don't know this, Mama West was actually managing the whole UGK and actually helped get it started. So let's talk about that real quick, Mama West.
Okay. What part of it you want me to start with?
You can start with it, whatever you want to.
Let's go back to what I was just talking about. It's a wonderful time to interject that. And I'm going to tell you a little brief story. C was Pimp C of UGK, and every little kid out there was looking up to him. Big kids, grown niggas, everybody. They want, I'm just being straight. That's what they want. So he took on a project, a teacher that had taught him at school called him and asked him to do a volunteer program at a local church that was trying to save at-risk children, as we call them. Now, you know, you can call them at risk. They got a whole bunch of fancy names now. What it is, the kids who about to drop out of school. The kids who are not doing what they supposed to do. And he took on that task. This is what I'm talking about. He took on that task, and he went there every week and worked with those children. Well, there was one little boy. That little booger was tough, when I tell you. I think he was about ninth grade, and so I thought this was one of the funniest stories I ever heard about. See, it was in the church. You know, they were doing this in the church basement or wherever it was, and this little boy would not cooperate. So she asked the man who was the rector, he say, can I take him outside? he said, okay, I guess you can. He said, look at him. Well, I got to tell him, I think I want to walk across the street. Might not be suitable for the church ride. So he did that. He took him across the street. And until this day, I don't know. That man doesn't know. That little boy's mama doesn't know. He's the only one now that knows what they talked about because he's gone. But when the little boy came back into the church building, he was a different person.
Wow.
And he went on. His mom called me 3 years later and told me, invited me to his graduation.
Wow.
And he was graduating with honors. He was an F student. And disrespectful to his mama and just everything.
Wow.
So you see, you can, you people out here, you artists, you've got the power to do what mama can't do. So that's a perfect example of what I was just talking about. Now, we're talking about the group. That was a tough task because we didn't know what we were doing. And C and Bun were 14 and 15 respectively when they started all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know you've heard from the records. They put out the first one when C was 16. Matter of fact, I think Bun was 16 too, because see, there's only 9 months between those. That's why Bun called himself the big brother, because he was 9 months older than C. But it was a heavy dose of what one of the ladies just mentioned a minute ago, I think, determination. There is no way to they weren't that cute. I used to tell them that all the time. I don't know what they thought, but I was looking at them through real eyes. You know, I thought they were beautiful, but that's because they were mine. But when you looked at them, really, you know, neither one of them was that cute. And you coming from PAT, Port Arthur, Texas, population 55,000, and I think they're lying about that. I think they're counting the dogs and the cats and, you know, everything else. And I know I ain't seen no 55,000 niggas, but whatever. Okay, they came from the country. They didn't come from D-Town. They didn't come from H-Town. They didn't come from ATL. They didn't come from NYC, LA, all these places, you know. They came from the PAT. Do you know nobody knew what the PAT even was?
Wow.
Oh,
even Jai signed these boys. They came down here one time, and on the transit buses, you know, they got PAT. They got PAT on there. And so the one of the guys from New York, you know, he said, what? He said, "Dawg, who is Pat?" And I said, "Who?" He said, "Pat." I said, "Hell, if I know, who is that?" and he said, "Well, it's on everything, P-A-T." I said, "Fool." He said, "Pat. Pat is on everything." I said, "That's not Pat, fool. That's P-A-T." Nobody knew. It was a struggle. but it was a lot of determination. I like something that Bun says in an interview one time when he said he really wasn't that determined because he didn't really think it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But C was so determined until he got mad. He'd get mad at everybody every day, so that wasn't really important. But he got mad at Bun one day, and he told Bun, he said, "I don't care whether you want it or not. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with you or without you."
Wow.
And Bun said, "You will not do it without me. That's it." And I used to love to hear him get into it because they got into it all the time. They fought like real biological brothers.
Wow.
And they would go back and forth, but it was a bit, I would not have been as determined. I've got to be honest with you because I didn't truthfully believe in it either.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have been as determined if it were not for C. He was so intense. And
wow.
He said, you know, we're going to make it. Well, I don't like, you see, I don't like to lose. I don't like to lose. I'm not going to lie about that. I don't like to lose. And so he said, when he said he was going to do it, I said, well, I got to be a part of it because I can't fight him. He's my child. And if he's going to do it, I've got to help him do it.
And that's right. Really,
in a nutshell, that's the history of the way UGK got started.
Hey, Mama, I like that. For those who just now tuning in to us right here on B93 FM, we're talking to Mama West. Pimp C Mama is live in the studio with us right here. Mama West, I'm gonna let the ladies and the fellas kind of talk to you for a minute. We got so many people calling in. We're gonna take a couple phone calls too. We're gonna get everybody's phone calls because we got the G-Spot boys gonna be live with us in a few minutes. But Mama West, I want my co-host them to kind of do a quick interview with you too. They wanna ask you a couple questions. Go ahead.
All right.
Bree.
Hey, Mama Wes, how you doing?
I'm great.
Okay. This is your girl, Miss 411, representing Louisiana. That's New Orleans all day. But
Okay.
Wow. I'm getting kind of nervous, but it's just a
hey, what did I just tell you? I put my pants on in the morning.
You know what? I had a funny story. Because I'm in the music business myself. So make a long story short, because I know, you know, the other co-hosts want to get a chance to speak with you. But I met your son. I met Pimp C. I didn't meet Bun B, but I met Pimp C in New Orleans one time.
Okay.
And he was so happy to, he was in Burger King, because he had a show, I think, in the Superdome one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I happened to actually drop something, and I bumped into him. And it was just like, you know, and he had just done the video with Jay-Z now called Big Pimpin'. That's the song. And it was just like I was kind of starstruck, but at the same time, when he touched my hand, I just started crying because it was him.
Wow.
And he acted inside my chest. And I didn't know how big UGK was at first, but the words he told me, he was like, because my name wasn't 411 then, I had a name, but he told me, he was like, you're going to be somebody. And then I think like 3 years later, I had signed a Slip and Slide on the Grind, which is with Trina and Plies now. And I always wanted to work with your son, but it never happened. But I like to say that everything UGK did, I have in my house right now.
Wow.
But they really was an inspiration by them being men. And you know the men is dominating the rap game and the music business all around. But I just like to say to you that, you know what I mean, I love Pimp C. I have him on my wall. And I like to say to you that he was a blessing to me. He really
was.
And I asked him that you one time too. I was like 25 at the time when I did meet you in Texas. I was in Dallas, Texas, and you were doing something. I don't know what it was, but I was going to a show, and I actually met you one time as well. So
wow.
You know what I mean? And I like to say to you, what can you tell me to inspire me to keep moving on, you know, with my music and I'm actually going to call you mother because you are my second mom too. So
everybody calls me mama. Everybody calls me mama. Now,
wow.
The first thing I want to tell you, and you know, Mama used to be an old school teacher, right? Okay, so I still got that teaching me. And I got to tell you this. The first thing you said, first thing I heard you say loud and clear, you know the men dominate this industry. Mm-hmm. Get that out of your head. Get that out of your head. They do if we allow them to. You know, it's just like it's the same thing if God gives you a gift and people run around talking about what they're doing. You're not doing nothing. He's allowing you to do it. Okay? He's giving you the gift and he's allowing you to do it. You ain't that great.
Yeah.
Basically, we all rap. Okay?
Yeah.
We only live by the grace of the master.
Yes,
okay?
Right.
So, get it out of your head that the men can run this industry. Do you know, I'm going to give you this, and this ought to take you where you need to be. What inspired me to work in this industry was a man.
Hmm.
It was a man, and not my son or Bun B or all my babies around me, not Donnie B, not Mr. Zoe. No, it was a man that made fun, as we used to say. He thought he was making fun of me. When I first adopted the name Mama, as she used to call it, my street name, I called and I was wanting to collect some money for a bond,
okay,
for something he had done. And the dude at the little receptionist said, who's calling? And I said, Mama UGK. And this fool came to the phone and he fell out laughing. And he said, you're Mama UGK now. And I talked to him and I told him I would be there in 2 hours and 10 minutes to pick up Buzz money because he had made me mad. But when I got off the phone, I looked at C and I looked at Bun. I said, I'm getting ready to go get this paper. And they both told me, you're not going to get that paper. I said, yes, I am. I said, I'm going to get that paper. I said, but let me tell you something. I didn't want to do this. I didn't really sign up for managing y'all. I didn't want to do this. But I'm not going to stop until that fool calls me mama.
Wow.
This is how you develop your career.
Man.
You believe in you.
Yeah.
It is not about all that other stuff. You believe in you and you keep your higher power first.
Yeah.
When you got a problem, you don't know how to figure it out. I'm telling you, you can call me, and I'm going to help you the best I can.
He will.
But the reason why I'm going to be able to help you is because I've already gone down on my knees.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
And that's how you do it.
Wow.
You know, ever listen, anybody ever tells you, when they tell me, I guess that's where she got it from, I'm guilty. When anybody tells me I can't do it, then that makes me more determined that I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it or die trying, and I'm not ashamed of that. Okay? So that's how you make it. You've got the tools. You've been out there long enough. You know most of the things to do. But you're probably, because we all are. Now, don't say, you know, I wish I had that thing that Mama got. She not scared. I'm scared, too. I get scared, too. But when I get scared, I get stronger. Okay? Don't let you fright. Look, fear will kill you. It'll kill your dreams. It'll kill your career. Don't let fear kill it.
Thank you so much for your inspiration.
That's my advice. I know I'm preaching, but you know I used to go to the Baptist church.
Mama West, you know what, Mama, let's go to, we got so many people trying to call in. Let's go to my other co-host, Grease. Go ahead and say something real quick.
Yes, hi, Mama West. How are you doing?
Hi, you have a lovely voice.
You do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You really
I just kind of, I appreciate it. I just really want to connect with you in a sense of, as a mother losing a son, I'm as well a mother that has lost a son, not in the same situation, but just I could relate to you on a level of a son being lost. And as you, I give you such, how you say, because Pimp C has made an impact. I mean, even my husband, when he even heard you were going to be on the radio, he was just like, oh, my God, do you even understand who Pimp C is and just the impact that he made on people and whatnot? And I commend you for you letting, keeping his legend in his honor keep going on. And keep informing people of what he has done.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's like how I feel about my son as well, as regardless that, you know, he was only 3 years old, but my feeling is there's they always got a story. There's always a story to be told.
Oh,
wow.
And I do appreciate that you do with your son, and because there's not a lot of people out there like that, that you keep his story going.
Right.
And you keep every day what you do every day, and strong as a woman, and me strong as a woman, because people tell me all the time, how do you do it? You know what? It's just we still got to wake up the next day. Like you said, we still put the pants on the same way we do every day. We still keep on moving and doing what we got to do. And
yeah,
I really respect
right.
you as, you know, as a peer, as my fame. And honestly, I look up to you. And I'm, you know what? Now I feel like I could relate to you because of the fact, like I said, it's just knowing somebody else that is going through the feelings, regardless, what, like I said, age or difference or impact of what that child has done, is still a loss of a child regardless.
It is.
Wow.
And there is nothing. Let me share this. If there are any other mothers out there who has lost a child, in particular a son, because mothers have a certain bond with their sons.
Exactly.
A very special bond, as a father has with a daughter.
Exactly.
So I'm going to tell you something. If you're ever, for anybody who's listening out there and who is in the situation that we're in right now, I want you to understand something that I'm going to say very, very seriously and deeply to you. That is a pain that never goes away.
Definitely.
It never goes away. And
for
the
sure.
way you make it from day to day is when you realize there are probably some mothers out there who are young in this. Their children just passed away or something like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, until you deal with the fact that that pain is going to never go away.
Oh, no.
Then you're not going to be able to make it. There will come a time when you can think better and you have to concentrate on doing whatever it is to preserve the memory of your child. Think about not only just my child, he was my only child.
Wow.
And so when he was gone, that was it. And it is, and it's intense. It didn't help that it was sudden, but you never get accustomed to it.
Oh no!
It happened that, and I know you all probably don't even know this, but we buried C the day after my birthday.
Oh wow!
And his birthday was also in December, but at the end, of course. And these things are going to always be very real. It doesn't get any duller. Nothing dulls that pain.
Wow.
You get accustomed to it. What it is you get accustomed to it. There are times, my dear, and whoever else out there is listening, I know that there are some times that you go to bed and you close your eyes and you say, in the morning, this is going to be like a, it's just going to be a bad dream.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It is a nightmare that never goes away.
Oh, wow.
So you learn not to forget. You don't forget.
No.
You'll never forget. What you do is you learn how to live with the pain.
Deal with it every day.
It's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like if you are a sighted person and you lose your eyesight. You don't ever forget that you've lost your eyesight.
Right.
But you learn how to live with the fact that you're no longer a sighted person.
Man.
By the way, did you all know that C was legally blind?
No.
No, I didn't
know
that.
Those glasses wasn't no joke.
Wow.
Those glasses wasn't no joke. If he took those glasses off, he couldn't see 3 feet in the front of him. He could see a figure. But he couldn't identify what the figure was. Okay? So you see, people live, and so that's why I don't let people tell me about handicap.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
Okay, a handicap is what you want it to be. It is what you want it to be. Do you know, I'll tell you another thing that you probably, as much as I run my mouth, I know you're not going to believe this. As a child, I was such a bad stutterer until it would have taken me 15 minutes to get two sentences out. I went to speech therapy. Did all that. And one day, I got up with my little stubborn behind and decided I'm going to talk.
There you go.
I'm not going to no more speech therapy. I'm not messing with that. And I had a real problem with TH words, like three.
Yeah.
Man, it take me about a whole minute to say three. And then you got to be determined. How do you overcome a handicap? You decide that it's not going to handicap you.
Exactly.
That's
how. That's real talk.
That's how you do it. So whatever it is you're dealing with, and you know what? There's something that we don't like to deal with as black people. If you got a mental problem, now my take on that is we're all a little nuts.
Okay.
But you're not lying.
Well, I think everybody uses bipolar as their excuse.
Everybody got some mental issues going on.
Even though I
think
Donnie be bringing out the bipolar in me sometimes.
Oh, what?
I don't know if you know this. C was diagnosed as bipolar, and he was. He was schizo too. He was schizo. I mean, it's a fact. He was who? He was Pimp C. He was Jane Jones. He was Tony Snow. He was Percy MacMillan. He was Jack Tripper. Name some more. I mean, it's a bunch.
That's what made him.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. He was every one of them people.
He was a brilliant musician.
There's no doubt about
that.
He was brilliant. Everybody who is, whether it's Einstein and what he did, or whether it was C with music, he was a musical genius. So
yes,
he was a nutcase.
But you know what, Mama West, you can't tell. Hey, Mama West,
I was doing an interview one time with somebody, and I said I loved him dearly. Love him now, will always love him. But he was a nutcase. And so, you know, the dude, he hesitated, and I said, baby, it's all right. I don't mind. I know he was a nutcase. And I will tell you this. He got it from me, and he was only half of me. I could tell Daddy B, he was coming from a wrong angle at me. And so I was just letting him know. Before he got off, you know, he was a nutcase. He was half of me. So however crazy you think he was, multiply that time too.
Uh-oh.
And you'll get me.
Mama.
And you'll get you. Okay.
Mama Wentz, I got one more quick question for you. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we got to give it up this part of the show. But we got so many guests coming on the show. But I want to answer. A lot of people don't know that he was also a classical musician. Let's talk about that real quick, because a lot of people think that he just did hip-hop all his life. But
in the first place, he played every musical instrument.
Wow.
There was not one that he did not play. Number two, he had a beautiful classical voice. Now, you'll love this one. He sang at Carnegie Hall in Italian.
What?
And he learned it. Uh-huh. And I asked him, I said, "See, do you know what you were saying?" He said, "Uh-uh." He said, "Uh-uh." But did I sound good? I said, "You were beautiful." See, he had a beautiful trained voice because he had gone to jazz lessons. And in the early days, that's a good thing. You need to, if you're artists out there, if you're musicians out there, if you're rappers or whatever you happen to be, try to be self-contained. Try to do as much as you can for yourself. Because in the early days, we didn't have any paper to pay anybody to do background for us. So those voices you hear on the first three albums, when you hear the singing parts, whether it sounds to you like a woman or a man, that's it.
Wow.
That's his voice. He didn't want anybody to know in the early days that he could sing, but he sang beautifully. He didn't get that from me, y'all. I'm going to tell you truthfully. Mama can't carry no to the store. So don't ask me to come sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Mama West, we want you to sing for us real quick.
No,
we gonna get
on my I have everybody in the country crying.
Hey, Mama, let's take a phone call real quick.
All right,
we're gonna take a surprise phone call. All right, we're going live to the phone lines, man. We talking live with Mama Tim C. Mama, Mama C. is live with us. We got a Mama West. It's in the building, live in the studio. 469-335. You are live on the hottest new radio show across the country.
Well, good evening. How y'all doing? Donnie B and the Crunk Fest crew. This is Leticia, a.k.a. Lady the Poet. And I just want to say good evening and thank you so much, Mama West, for coming on and blessing us and talking about your wonderful, talented son and the way that you...
What's up, Shine?
You know, and I just... You know, I'm a mother of... four sons. One of my sons happened to be gay. So when you say that we have to support, you know, our children and be that person for them, I support that statement all the way, because I do support the children in my community as well as mentor to the parents that share a situation as well as I do as a gay son. So I am a strong person, and fear will not be in my vocabulary, because you are right. If you say that you are scared of something, you will not progress to success from it, because we're already, you know, detour you somewhere else of a negative place. So I just want to thank you for gracing us with your time, because a lot of people don't understand that when people volunteer to do something, they do it because they want to, and you didn't have to do this. So I just want to say thank you so much for making time for us.
Wow.
Well, I appreciate you, and let me tell you, I am a very open-minded person. I'm very opinionated about a lot of things. And one thing I'm very opinionated about is that we have got to accept everybody.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
Because
right,
your
mother.
Sexual preference is different from mine, that has nothing to do with the price of rice in China. And that does not make you or break you.
That's right.
Okay?
You're right, mother.
So we need to stop that because none of us live can afford to live in a glass house.
That's
because you
right,
wouldn't
mama.
Want people to see in. So, you know, don't start me on that because that's another one of my soapboxes.
Mama, what show are we going to do?
Wait a minute, Dottie. I just have one question, Mama West. Mama West, I am an adult now and I'm a mother, but I also have something that I deal with. In 2007, on April the 16th, I lost my mother to diabetes. She committed suicide. Do you have anything or any kind of guidance or anything that you can tell me as an adult who is still raising her grandchildren who are boys on how we can get stronger and get past what we have endured as a family together?
Of course. My only thing for you would be to tell you that you are not responsible for what other people do around you.
Yeah.
Be they your parents, your children, your friends, or whomever, your sisters, your brothers, you're not responsible for that. Okay? But the bottom line is you have got to accept it and move around because you're saying in your mind, don't ever say what you won't do because you don't know. You haven't been put in that situation. I heard a person say the other day, I could never kill nobody. And I said right then, I hope that I would never be put in a situation where I would want to kill somebody. Because I guarantee you a dime for a dime. Survival is a strong motivation. And if you think somebody is going to kill you, don't you ever say you wouldn't go first. Because I'm telling you, you would. You're not going to lay down and roll over. You're not going to do it. And so what you have to do, you've just got to understand you're not responsible, but you're going to do the best thing you can to keep your life and the life of others moving on. It's just like what we were talking about earlier when you lose a child. You're going to go down for a while. But then if you've got the stamina and you've got faith and you've got a higher power, then you can raise up out of that dirt again. Because it's going to put your face in the dirt. Everybody's face has been in the dirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if you're over the age of 3, then your face has been in the dirt. If you're over the age of 2 weeks, you done something wrong. So don't act like you're perfect. That's what I was saying. You don't know a motivation of why a person does something. Okay? It's not for you to know. That's for God to know.
Yeah, you're right.
So all you have to do is learn how to handle it. And you got to work with it. It's not easy. When you hear me talking and you say, oh, man, she makes it sound so easy. Look, no, it's not easy. The parent I was talking to who lost a child, she cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie to you about that.
Yeah.
But.
I'm listening
at you. And real, let me tell you another thing, men out there. I know we got a whole bunch of men listening. Real men cry.
Yes,
they do. Okay? Real men cry. I don't know who told you back in the damn dark ages that men ain't supposed to cry.
Okay.
Real men cry.
They sure do.
And another thing, women, we're not the weaker sex.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who told you that either, but we're not the weaker sex. I told her, oh, okay, man, you're going to get mad at me now, homeboy. I still love you. But we're not the weaker sex, and men, real men cry. Okay?
Yeah.
When something hurts you, you cry. Don't tell me you ain't never gone in your closet and cried. You lied.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't deal with that. That's one thing I don't deal with. Don't be telling me no lies. Because if I'm looking in your face, I know you're lying. Okay? See, but anyway, that is what you do. You deal with it. One day, it's just like a person who is addicted to a chemical or whatever.
Yeah.
You deal with it one day at a time.
Yeah.
And next time, Donnie B, we're going to talk about addiction. Because everybody got an addiction.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know? I hate folks come talking about, well, you know, I'm so glad I don't drink that alcohol.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell
you. I think we're going to bring you back on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Oh, look, let me tell you something. I don't care what they say, Dad, to be that glass, that cold glass of Moscato, it'll taste good to me.
That is so true.
But just stop it, okay? Stop coming down on people about things that they do. I don't smoke weed, y'all. I've never smoked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been hiding. Look, I've been hiding all of y'all because I've been in clubs setting on stages.
Thank you. Okay. That's all you need to do.
And I'm gonna tell you something, Donnie B. That what convinced me I didn't want to do it. But I didn't like that. But anyway, stop coming down on people.
That's right.
You know what?
Yeah,
we need to get more loving. We need
more
to get kinder. We need to get more positive.
That's right.
We need to stop dealing with the negative all the time.
Thank you.
You can always find something bad to say about a situation or about a person or about anything. You can find something negative.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got two choices. Take this with you tonight, everybody who's listening. You got two choices, and I want you to figure out what you're doing. If I put a glass of water on the table and it's half full, are you looking at it half full or are you looking at it half empty? If you're looking at it half empty, you got some work to do.
Because
you got some dishes going on.
We're talking live right now with Mama West. He'll see Mama's live in the building with us right here on B93FM and BlogTalk Radio. Mama West, we definitely want to thank you. We're going to bring you back on Wednesday, Mama West, because, I mean, it's crazy. You know what, Mama West? We got so many people calling in trying to talk to you. Let's try to take as many phone calls as possible real quick, Mama West, before we let you go.
Yeah, let's
coming up next, y'all, we got the G-Spot Boys coming up live right here on B93FM. We're going live to my boy, Mr. Doe, live in the building. Welcome to the show, Mr. Doe.
What it is. What's going on, Donnie B? What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, Mama?
You know I called in to talk to you, Mama. What's going on?
I know. Now, see, Donnie B, I did the Mr. Goat show right before you. I had to cut him off. I said, look here, baby.
Aww.
I got to go because I promised Donnie B. I made a commitment. So I call in to the Mr. Goat show all the time.
She got me blushed.
And we be talking about some heavy stuff. Man, I go off on them folks sometimes. But it is. And Mr. Zoe is one of those people, y'all, that we should really, really support.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And look up to, because I look up to him. I really do, because he has been doing that underground night after night after night after night.
7 days a week.
Yes, there are times when don't nobody call in but me. You know, but he never stops.
He's very dedicated. What do you do? And I definitely want to thank you because you started out co-hosting with me on my show. So I definitely appreciate Mrs. Zoe. Mrs. Zoe was a very dedicated. It was time before we got this big crowd that we got now, it was time that Mrs. Zoe would say, hey, Donovan, man, I'm gonna put half on the bill so we can make sure we can keep this blog talk going. So I definitely got to thank Mrs. Zoe for that, because if it wasn't for Mrs. Zoe, I don't know what I would have done back in the day, back then, before I got the radio station. So I personally want to thank you, man.
He's a blessing. He's the kind of person that we all ought to look up to.
That's right.
And that we all ought to try to emulate. You know,
yeah.
Don't start me on that one, Mr. Zoe, because you know I'm wrong. We be trying to emulate the wrong people. You know, we be trying to emulate them folks that's packing that paper in, but they ain't using none to help nobody else. Mr. Zoe is a person who tries to help other people.
He do. He really does.
Let me tell you something. I have buried a lot of people, y'all. A lot of people. Relatives, friends, and everything. My daddy used to be in the funeral business, so I worked in the funeral business, too. And the one thing I can tell you, they ain't got no pockets in that coffin.
That's for sure.
Right.
Ain't no pockets in there. There ain't no pockets in there. That's the one thing they don't. They got a pillow. You know, it's nice and soft. I don't know why, but whatever.
Yeah.
But it ain't no pockets in there. So you can't take it with you.
Exactly.
You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. And it's fine to say, it's good to say, when I die, I'm going to leave so-and-so to so-and-so, and so-and-so to so-and-so. Look here, they might be gone for you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I am happy today that a lot of times when C wanted to do things that I'm like, he don't really need to do that. I am happy today that I said, well, baby, if that's what you want, go on and do it.
Yeah.
Because guess what? There is one line that this artist Drake said. I ain't no Drake fan, but I'll tell you. I ain't.
Hey, at least you're keeping up to date with them all.
I do. But he's got a line. And I get mad at him because he be biting on my baby. But I ain't going to go there. But anyway, he's got a line that I like. He says, not everybody lives, but everybody dies.
There
he says
go,
it the other way. Everybody dies, but not everybody
lives.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? I can feel confident in myself that whatever I did to help C while he was on this earth, I helped him to live.
Yeah.
I helped him to live. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. I did without a lot of things in the early days. But you know, that's what a mama's supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's what a mama's supposed to do. I used to teach school, y'all. It used to make me sick to my stomach to see these mamas coming to school with the nails did and the hair did and the makeup
did. And then their kids looking
them,
all.
Them big, beautiful leather boots and shit like that. All
right.
Yeah.
And the little child had mismatched shoes on.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
They used to say that. I mean, I wanted to pull, you know what, I'm like, look at this. No child ain't had no bath, ain't got no shoes.
Yeah.
Kid came to school, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Young mamas, you're out there, you're doing that, you going to get mad at me too, but look here, I don't give a damn.
Shame on them.
I want to say something if I'm still alive. I want to say this, mama, and I'm a real UGK for life fan, you know. That's
hey,
my influence in this thing. Pimp C, I mean, was a major influence, and when you were talking about men crying, I cried like a baby when Pimp C died. I said I couldn't go to work. I still don't go to work on his birthday, which is December the 29th. Mama West know we ride UGK for life every night on the Mr. Zoe Radio Show. So anybody that don't like UGK, don't tune in to my show. And it's just how it go down. You know what I'm saying? I love you to death, Mama. I thank you for blessing us with Pimp C. That is one of the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest artists of all time.
Exactly.
And I'll be glad when they start celebrating his birthday like they celebrate some of these other artists' birthday and recognize the tree.
Thank you.
Ain't even going to say the real because he's damn real. You understand?
Yes.
UGK for
yeah,
life.
That,
Mr. Zo.
Yes,
and
Zo, how do we get a hold of you?
Wow.
Where can we find you, Zo?
Hey, you can look me up. I'm on blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Main. MISTERMANE. That's how you can tune into the radio show. You can jot down the phone line to hit in and tune into the show at 780-542-4132. I'm on every night, 7 days a week, 8 to 10 Central Time, 9 to 11 Eastern Time, and 6 to 8 Pacific Time. And if you're listening worldwide, we don't know your time, but it's damn sure going down. UGK for life.
Look, I got to tell y'all what a big guy and what a sweet guy Mr. Zo is. He's on 8 to 10 Central Time. Because when he first called me to tell me about the show, he was doing it, I don't know whether it was 9-11 or
10 o'clock. That was 10 o'clock, Mama Wear. It was 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and I told him, I say, baby, you know, Mama got, I'm raising my little grandson, he's 11, and he got to catch the bus at 7 o'clock in the morning. Mama can't stay
okay.
up that late. You know, and he moved that show.
He
moved that show to allow me to be able to call in and be with him and enjoy his music. Now that is a real person.
Hey, Mama, wait. I told my crew the same thing. I told them, I said, we're going to have to move to a better time.
I can do this on a Friday night because I can be sleepy on a Saturday. My little grandson goes to Saturday school because they prepared to do that test, you know, that new test the state came out with. So he's got to be there at 8:30 in the morning. But I wanted to do this for 90 beats because I made a commitment, and I'm gonna do what I say. If I tell you I'm gonna do something, and I'm not there. Call 911.
I feel you on that. I'm the same way.
And tell him to come look for me, because you know, I don't know.
They might, if something's wrong.
They might find some dead niggas around. Cause I ain't going.
Oh Lord.
I might have had to use that night. And I ain't going down. Look here, Mr. Zo, Daddy B, all y'all. Look, Mama ain't going down easy, so don't come at me like that. Tell them don't come at me like that. But I ain't going down easy.
Okay.
I saw they had some little dudes in the parking lot the other day at Walmart. You know, I'm a Walmart man. And they act like they were going to stand in the front of the car, you know. And I got a little truck, you know. I got a little truck, and I was in I jumped in my little SUV, and they were going to stand there and stop it. Man, I rolled that window down. I had to turn that loud Pimp C I had playing. I turned it down, and I just rolled the window down enough. I said, let me tell you something. I will run right over you.
Okay.
And I will call 911 on my cell phone and tell him to come pick your dead ass up. Because I ain't going down. I got a lot of things to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out of the way.
I got a lot more things to do. I ain't going to let you take me down that, like that. No.
Mama. Yeah, I'm trying to finish my conversation, though. You know, me and my cousin, you know, my cousin lost himself, you know what I'm saying? He suicided himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we started Universal DJs.
Uh-huh.
He suicided himself, and I started to stop, you know, a long time ago. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's love for the music, you know what I'm saying? It just kept me going. And my boy AD, you know, I know he's probably listening right about now. That's my cousin, too. And we got so much love for them. That's why we keep going with it, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like you have love for your son, you know. We got love for my cousin, so.
Yeah.
You know,
and you should.
We feel them.
You should.
Yeah.
Because you can. Don't let anybody tell you that you're nuts if you feel his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
You can feel his spirit, and that will keep you going.
Mm.
You know, it's nothing wrong with that, darling. It is nothing wrong with that. Don't beat yourself up. There are enough things out there that you could beat yourself up about. Don't beat yourself up about that. Don't do it. Don't blame yourself for anything, but do your best to keep whatever you think that image was that he would want.
Okay.
That's what you do. That is what you do. And that will give you inner strength. Okay? It will develop an inner strength in you. When you're feeling so tired, like, man, I can't do this. I just can't do this. That inner strength will rise up in you.
Wow.
And you will be able to do it. Okay?
Okay.
You'll do it. I'm telling you, it works every time. You got to reach down and get that inner strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you just keep that spirit in you alive, then only you can let it die. You see, it's up to you.
Yeah.
There is, as the good book says, we have free will. Okay? And that is a part of your free will.
Okay.
You can keep it alive, or you can let it die.
Yep,
that's a choice. And that's a choice that you and only you can make. I can't make that choice for you.
Man, Mama West said a handful tonight. I so appreciate that. Mama West, we got to bring you back on. And we got to bring you back on Wednesday. Can you come over next Wednesday at 7 o'clock?
At 7, yeah, I can do it. Now, I can't do no Wednesday at 10.
Okay, now, we talk about 7 o'clock.
Hey, see, I'm not even going to lie to you, because you don't know. I want to tell you, I wanted to be with you tonight. I was going to be with you tonight. And, man, I started getting tired about 2 or 3, and I said, hey, like the old lady used to say way back in the country, devil, get behind me.
That's so true.
I'm not going to let this happen to me. Because, you know, Lily, I'm going to leave this with you.
Mm.
Everything that you do is a mindset.
That's right. Yeah. I believe that.
It's a mindset. You can actually decide right now that you're going to lay down and die.
Mm.
It's a mindset.
Wow.
And you will die.
Wow.
If you set your mind to it, your vital organs will shut down.
Mind over matter.
It is mind over matter. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
You can do what you put your mind to.
Wow.
But you got to reach down now. And sometimes you got to pull on what an old coach used to say when I was in high school. He used to say, you got to get that intestinal fortitude going.
Wow.
You know, as just a nice way of saying, you got to get some guts.
Hey, Mama West. He's saying it in a proper way,
but
wow.
You got to get some guts.
Man, that's real talk. Hey, we talking about with Mama West right here on B93FM, the hit.com. Mama West, we definitely thank you for coming on the show tonight. If we didn't have such a busy schedule, we'll keep you, we'll just let you keep on going throughout the whole night, Mama.
No. Hey, look. I am sure that everybody is about tired of hearing me run my mouth. But
not really, Mama.
This is what I want you to do. You pick out one thing that I said, and let that help you tomorrow.
Yes.
Wow.
I want everybody, tonight or tomorrow, to put that glass now, put some water in that glass that you can see through now, and put it on the cabinet or on the table and look at it and decide whether you think it's half full or it's half empty. And if you see it as half empty, start working on yourself.
Whoa. That's real tough, y'all. From Mama
as
West.
Long as you see it as empty, you got an issue going on.
And
I'm going to tell you like C would say, you got to grip your nuts and come up out of that.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Because you got an issue. You got an issue. If you see it half empty, you got an issue. I love y'all. Y'all
love
be
you
blessed. You know, D-Town, I always have to say it, and I got to say it before I go. Y'all know D-Town is my most favorite city in the whole country. D-Town showed UGK more love than any city in this country.
Wow.
Right, Mama. No matter when we went there, you were there. For us, when C came out of jail, C used to go to D Town so much he told me he thought he was gonna move out. Every time he went, he would call me, and because he didn't know his schedule, you know, and he would call me and he'd say, "Mama, where I'm going?" And if I would say D Town, he'd say, "Mama, them niggas don't want to see me no more." And I said, yes, so he would call me when he get there and he say, "Mama, they here." And I say, "I know, baby. You got love." When I went, every time I've ever gone to D-Town, even after C has passed away, that love has been there. I celebrated my 65th birthday there in December.
Wow.
And there was, I didn't know where them people came from. But it was a beautiful thing, and I thank you. I thank you for the love that you have for my son, for our family, for me, my grandkids, just everybody. You all are beautiful. You are beautiful people.
Thank you, Mama.
And Mama loves you, and I always pray for you. I pray for you every night because I do believe that prayer works.
That's right. That's right.
So, if there's anybody out there who hadn't tried it, go and try it out. And if you don't know how to do it, give Mama a holler. Because you ain't got to scream and holler. You ain't got to worry that man too long because he be busy. So, don't be going on with them long 15 and 20 minute prayers. Think about what you got to say. Say it and move around.
Thank you.
Already.
Right.
That's
I love crazy. You. Good night.
All right.
Love you.
Love
that's
you,
Mama West.
All right.
MC Mom Live with giving that real talk on B93 FNHit.com. Coming up next, y'all, oh my goodness, man. We're going to find out what's going on with the D5 boys. Man, my boys, Southside is Prince. Find out what's going on with them. Coming up next, baby. Scoring down. Number one, hip-hop and R&B station, baby. We doing it big. Big shout-out to everybody all across the country that's listening to us. Man, we got a line full of people right now listening to the show right here. Scoring down, baby. B93 FM, the hit.com. We'll be right back with Southside and Prince on the hour of B93 FM.
Younger. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm coming with it, bro. Funky Town, stand up.
Bird gang, that's the joke.
Money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money. Money making paper, boy, make me a fool. I'm an outlaw, boy. All I know is breaking rules. Goody two shoes, couldn't walk it like I do. All my boys straight and blue. Haters get a blues clues. Money making paper, and that paper make me a fool. I'm an outlaw. All I know is breaking rules.
Money, my money, my money, 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 money making paper, boy, make me a fool. I'm an outlaw, boy. All I know is breaking rules. Goody two shoes, couldn't walk it like I do. All my boys draped in blue. Haters get a blues clues. Money making paper, and that paper make me a fool. I'm an outlaw. All I know is breaking rules.
Money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money.
Still getting it on the low though, and I'm riding off slow though. And photo, that's my bro though, so I only cheap on Dodo. Yeah, my head's up in the Ozo. Yeah, I'm big boy stunting. Why you haters fronting? I'm still killing kids, Casey Anthony. I'm the recipe for disaster. You bastards, I just tape you and gag ya. Got your house with gasoline. Link, keep me on lean. I've been the model of the theme. Never sleeping on me, cause I make your dreams dream. My flock, we flyer than the dream team. And I ain't fucking with no mini me, but shorty, she can get the venue me. She wide open, I'ma hit her with the centipede. Hey, that's identity. Hold on, my, I'm finna be.
Money, my money, my money, my money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money.
Money making paper, boy, make me a fool. I'm an outlaw, boy, all I know is breaking rules. Goody two shoes, couldn't walk it like I do. All my boys straight and blue. Haters get a blues clues. Money making paper, and that paper makes me a fool. I'm an outlaw. All I know is breaking rules.
Money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money,
money making paper, boy, make me a fool. I'm an outlaw, boy. All I know is breaking rules. Goody two shoes, couldn't walk it like I do. All my boys straight and blue. Haters get a blues clues. Money making paper, and that paper makes me a fool. I'm an outlaw, all I know is breaking rules.
Money, my 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 money,
my money. I keep that clack with me, yeah, babe, I'm finna my life. Nick Cannon, yeah, babe, I'm finna wild out. Take her to my hideout and dig her all out. I know that she like me now, I bet that she gon' feel me now. I turn out, yeah, I like girls on girls. And it ain't my world, I'm just a squirrel. Piling my nuts up and I'm just busting them on the world. To extend those, car smell like Endo. Funky town made, cause I brought my hood with me. Purple and gold like a Lakers show, but I must be COVID, ho. I'm the greatest alive, but I ain't homie, though.
Like, so. Who do yeah. It better? Young and put them on.
I said, bread it up like the bread, man. I'll rob you for your bread, man. Pump action, Glock, nigga. Put that to your head, man. Dead man ain't scared, man. All I want is lead, man. Real niggas with me. G-code what I said, man.
Money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money, money, my money, my money.
Money making paper, boy, make me a fool. I'm an outlaw, boy. All I know is breaking rules. Goody two shoes, couldn't walk it like I do. All my boys draped in blue. Haters get a blues clues. Money making paper, and that paper make me a fool. I'm an outlaw. All I know is breaking rules.
Money, my money, my money, 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 money making paper, boy, make me a fool. I'm an outlaw, boy. All I know is breaking rules.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on the B97FM radio.
B97FM, the radio.com, man. It's definitely going down. We definitely want to thank Miss Pimp C Mama for, Pimp C Mama for calling. I'm crunk, y'all. It's Friday, Crunk Friday. And I just want to say a big shout out to Pimp C Mama for calling in. Mama, live in the building with us. Definitely want to thank her for calling into the program, man. kicking it with us. Man, live in the studio, live in the studio with us. Oh, my goodness, man. These cats are so hot that everybody's been talking about these cats, man. They are no strangers to television, man. They've been on BET 106 and 4, man. And guess what, everybody? They live with us right now on B93 FM and B97 and Blog Talk Radio. So that's welcome. That's welcome, my boys. The boys representing that Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. Who we talking about, man? We are talking about my boy Southside and Prince. From the G5 boys in the building with us, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show, man. What's going down with y'all tonight, man?
Man, what's poppin', man?
Man, you guys are
with it, man.
Man, you guys are blowing up, man. You the hottest artist, man. You guys are still doing your damn thing, man. Even though you guys are broken up, man, but you guys are still blowing up, doing your damn thing, man. I'm seeing you, you killing the internet, man. Let's talk about what's going on with you guys right now, man.
Man, what's good, man? It's your boy, old boy Prince, man, the one with the slick dread.
Oh, man.
He had to verify that one. He's like,
he's a
dread.
Hey, man, what y'all doing new, man? What y'all doing new?
Man, we out here still on the road, man. It's your boy, old boy Prince, man. Prince and Southside, man. That's how we rocking. I know y'all heard that hands on your knees.
Oh,
man,
look,
right now.
Oh, we got that.
One of the hottest twerk songs out. Man, we just shot that trailer to that Can I Show You Love record. You know what I'm saying? That's that real smooth, laid back, tell your girl laid back type of record. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, wait a minute. When I first say, I ain't going to leave out, man. When I first hit the song, so, man, look, man, that song is stuck in my head, man. Let's talk about that, man, because that's one of, I'm serious, man, that's one of the hottest R&B songs of, I think, right now that's out, man. And if y'all ever hear this song, man, my boy, he blows the song up, man. Let's talk about this song right now, man, because I had no idea that you even was doing R&B, man. What's up with that? Let's talk about that real quick.
What, the Can I Show You Love record?
Damn, man, let's talk about that, man. That song is hot.
Man, shout out to 4-Way. That's who's singing on there, you know what I'm saying? Free my tempo, AG. But how the song came about is just, you know, me and Sal was chilling, and I was chilling with my boy AG from 4-Way, and, you know, the song was there playing. Like, I had the song since I was back in high school.
Okay.
I've been out for a minute. But when I sat there, I thought about it, and I was like, man, you know what? Right now be the best time to drop a slow song. Pretty Ricky ain't really out that much no more. B2K ain't really out that much no more. It's just Mindless Behavior really doing it for all the young little girls, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
I'm like,
true.
You know what, Sal? Let's just go ahead and try something. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with trying something new.
All right, man. What was going on? I got to just remember, because, I mean, you come from a major hip-hop background, man, from the D-Spot Boys doing what you're doing. What motivated you to want to really focus on doing an R&B song? Let's talk about that real quick, man, because the song is hot. They ain't gonna lie. Have you always wanted to really get more into the R&B side? Or let's talk about that real quick, man. What motivated you want to get into doing the R&B side? Because we're talking about you did hip-hop, and now you into a session where you're doing R&B. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead, I'll let him. Man, that's not who I be. Everybody listen to you. I'm talking about what's good with the baby, huh? I'm cool, like, Stanky Leg was our first song to just, it wasn't the first song we didn't ever did or nothing like that. It was just the first song that actually blew up, you know? So when we was in high school, we was doing R&B songs and all that. We was doing the hip-hop, we was still dancing, and it's just whatever with us, you know what I'm talking about? But now that, you know what I'm saying, our chance ain't got bigger, so we finna hit the whole world. So let's go.
Already, man. And also, man, we got to talk about this, man, because right now people still trying to figure out what actually took place with the group. Why did the group actually break up, man? I know we talked about this last time, man, but we talking to a whole... You need different audience right now, man. So let's talk about what was the real deal behind the breakup real quick.
That won't come up. What happened?
This old boy Prince speaking, man. Once again, the one with the slick dread. Look.
Once again.
This is how I look at it, man. This is just real talk. I feel like anybody out there, you know what I'm saying, if you got dreams, follow them. Don't let nothing come in your way. And
that's right.
Being said, it wasn't really...
problems with us because we was our brothers. We was our young. We was like 16, 17 when that deal came about. You know what I'm saying? Well, by the time we had the deal and we was growing up into it, we was learning so much at a fast pace. It was like, okay, what's there to do? What's that to do? Some people was listening to other people. Some people was listening to other people. And it got to a point that me and myself, I couldn't deal with not knowing who I really wanted to rock with anymore. You know what I'm saying? I rather wanted to rock with myself because I knew that me and Sap was the one that made Stanky Leg, period. You know what I'm saying? So when a lot of people started coming in putting that nonsense in our head, I was just like, you know what? I feel like if me and Sap made that hit one Stanky Leg, I feel like we could do another one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all look up now. Y'all seen White Boy Boogie. Y'all see y'all listening to Hands on Your Knees now. Y'all listening to Can I Show You Love?
Exactly.
Man, we still rocking. We who cares what anybody say? Like Mama Pimp C said.
Right about
that. To that whole interview Mama Pimp C was talking about. She said, fair would kill you. You know what I'm saying? And that's true.
Right.
We could have sat here and said, forget it. These boys broke up. Nigga, let's not even rap no more. Let's give up. Nah, we
can't.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I mean, for real, man, you got to pay like the number one song across the country, man. I mean, so I'm serious, though, man. You guys was hot on BET. I mean, I'm watching you guys' video on BET almost every day on 106 Important, man. When you first got that video on 106 Important, man, and the video started getting hot, man, what was going through your mind as an independent artist, man, before you became major? When you first seen your video on TV?
Man, it's our boy Prince again speaking. I said, Mama, I made it.
She said, Mama, I made it.
Once you get up on BET, you off.
That's right.
Especially when you hit number one, you up there with the big dogs. You ain't no little dog no more. You running with the big league. You in the Lil Wayne category. You did shows with T.I., Rick Ross, any big name you could think of, we was out there and we still out there. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Get it twisted.
Man, that's
I think
we give a touch of job, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I want some of y'all music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, just type in Old Boy Prince at Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Type that in on YouTube. Type it in on iTunes. Same thing with my brother Southside. So give him your info, Tempo. Let him know about you, man.
Hey,
y'all hit me up on, I'm on the Twitter, at SOUFSIDEHL. Let me say that one more again. You hear me? SOUFSIDEHL, you know? Facebook, same thing.
Oh, they
kill
Facebook.
It's just going on like that, you know? Southside and Nowhere Prince. Y'all remember us from the GS Boys. Hey, we got the new mixtape coming out called Party at Your Mama House. It's finna go down. Click full of stores. Buy bread. We on the radio. Let's go.
We on the radio.
Hey, man, real quick, man, you know what we got to do, man? We got so many people trying to holler at y'all, man. I tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to take a couple of phone calls. We definitely tune it. It's going down right here on the hottest show across the country, man, on B93 FM, the Hit Yacht Club, and B90 FM. We want to talk to the boy, Southside the Prince. They live in the studio with us right now, man. It's definitely going down, baby. We ain't playing. It's B93FMTheKid.com. All right, we're going live to 972217. You live with Prince and Southside.
Hey, yo, man. It's your boy, AB, man. Universal DJs, man. I'm in this thing. Crawl Crew, what's good?
Hey, welcome to the show, man. What you want to say? Say, man, real quick, man. We got a special guest live with us, man. What you want to say to him, man?
This is what I want to say. This is what I want to talk about. I learned how to be as a group. When you come a group, do it as a label group. Just live groups. That's why a lot of groups right now kind of breaking up because of what they're doing. They start doing this. They start doing that. But at the end of the day, do it as a family for where y'all started from. When y'all started from, y'all heard the GS Boy, the first name, y'all should have stuck with it. But at the end of the day, I always stick with the people that got you where you from today. That's how I learned as a label group. Like my DJ Sean, me, I learned that. That's why I never step over my boundaries. But at the end of the day, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop, grind. This is just the beginning for y'all. So whatever y'all got going on, man, just keep doing what y'all doing.
All right, now, hold that thought real quick. Prince and Southside, what you got to say about that?
That's 100. You can't knock nobody over that. But to me, how I look at it as is, like, if you start as a family, let's say you sit here and you get married to somebody, you know what I'm saying? And y'all married. Y'all just started. You know what I'm saying? Stanky Leg was our baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit don't work out. We got a divorce. Fuck that. I'm not about to deal with you. Yeah, we're keep it real on her, man.
That's so true.
We're going to try to work it out and see if things don't go right. And South is the type of dude. I speak on his behalf. That's why we still at it together right now. You know what I'm saying? We do our own thing, and we still
that's
do things up. Together. And that's why we still working. But say, if some people don't want to work it out, what you going to do? Sit there and keep looking like a dumbass? Like, nah, you got
to bounce. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, that's real talk, man, for real, man. I think what we're going out to, we're going out to 713 Houston, Texas. You live on the hottest show across the country, man, right now. 713-585, you live on the Late Night Show.
Yo, this your main man, Big Will. What's going on, baby?
Hey, man, pretty good, man. You got something to say, man, real quick?
Yeah, I got something to say real quick, man. Hey, look here. At the end of the day, man, what should have happened, man, from the Jump Street, whoever was dealing with y'all should have asked y'all from Jump Street, number one, are you willing to do it for a project by yourself? Because the world going to want to hear you by yourself. You can start off as a group, but the world going to want to hear you by yourself because they're going to pick your part by yourself. And just like one of the guys said, man, if it ain't working out as a family, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to have to divorce that person because you can't bring everybody with you to the top. That's straight up. That's real 100. You can't bring everybody. Everybody ain't going to reach the top with you, man. Real talk. So they should have asked y'all from the Jump Street, are you willing to do a project by yourself? And that's what you should be working on, a project by yourself. Because the world don't want to hear you by yourself. You already got material that you want to do by yourself anyway. You know what I'm saying? You already got material that you want to do by yourself. And you and your partners, y'all ain't going to always agree on what's going to be your next project or your next hit song. You got to focus on you. You got to do you. And whoever come along with you, they come along. But you ain't going to be able to bring everybody to the top with you.
All right, man. That's how to preach. What you got to say about that, man? Man, I love it. I love feedback, man. That make me feel good. You know what I'm saying? That's 100. A lot of people say, and I thought about that. That's why we took off from 09 all the way to now. You know what I'm saying? We had to come with that idea. Like, what are we going to do? A lot of people going to say, can y'all do it by yourself? People ain't going to want to hear y'all by yourself. But everybody knows. Southside, who I be, they heard that name all day, every day. And they knew. Prince, I could do the Stanky Leg all day, every day. So when I shut down, when I dropped White Boy Boogie, I had people going crazy with that. We both did. When I said, man, you know what, man? Wait. Since this point, when I look back up at the Hands on Your Knees record, I put that out 5-6 months ago. It's already
wow.
Yeah. million point five or something like that, and there's no internet tricking, that's no
wow.
That's all real views. So nobody can sit here and say nobody don't want to hear Prince and Southside. And I'm not saying he said that, but
man,
it's already proven.
I gotta ask you this, man, because you know what? I got a 5-year-old son. Okay, my 5-year-old son, when he was about 3. My son loved doing the Stinky Leg. I'm like, what is he? This boy, I mean, 3 years old, man, and getting pissed off at me. My little 5-year-old son got pissed off at me because I would not play the song. He said, no, man, play the song and start crying, man. So I got to ask you this, man. You have you guys got a lot of effect as far as with the kids, from the young people, and you can always tell when you start to pop because if the kids start dancing with them, man, and I'm looking at all these different videos coming up with the kids and the young people, you know, that's when you know that you're hot, man. How did that make you feel knowing that kids and teenagers are looking up to you guys, man? It's watching videos. I mean, they see the videos on YouTube. I'm looking at all these videos, man. Everybody doing the Stinky Leg, man. Come on, let's talk about that real quick, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sal.
Man, I'm cool. It's like, man, we've been doing this, man, since I was like old boy Prince said, we was like, man, 15, 16, you know what I'm saying, 17.
Yeah.
We was doing this at a young age, so now that it's just me and him, it's just all about a respect thing now, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna make these boys respect us, because we done had the little kids stanky legged, we done had the OGs stanky legged, all the bad bros, everything. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, real. How y'all come up with the concept, man?
Basically, me and my brother was at my house, man. We had to be candy for a minute.
I knew there had to been a home story.
We was at the crib, you know. The beat was jamming for a long time. Prince was like, man.
I just want y'all to know that Prince and Southside was at the crib. Wow.
Oh, man.
Nobody else. It's just me and him. Nobody else. Nobody was in the driveway. Nobody was like 100 yards or none of that. Me and him. So we just had the crib, you know, and then he was just start writing his verse, and he was like, man, I can't do this. I can't do it. Right? I won't like, I done wrote like 3 verses already. I don't know. So he just got in the corner and went to sleep for a minute.
Wow.
And I was up by myself, and I just started dancing.
But he gave it a real, boy.
Real. And then he woke up, and he was like, man, we need to make this like a fighting song. He was like, come wide. I was like, hey, hold up. Do the stanky leg. Ha! You know what
I'm saying? Man, that's crazy.
Wow, that's man. Wow. What I can tell y'all about that, though, is whoever listening right now, that did not come easy. When I tell y'all, if nobody believed in this song, we didn't got kicked out the mall. We ain't got kicked out the stadium and all of that. Because we just in the mall, you know what I'm saying? Like 30 deep with orange and purple on with stanky leg. You know what I'm talking about? It wasn't easy.
Wow.
We just grinding and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So when you come to that, y'all just got to stay on it.
I want to say this too. It's Prince.
And I want to let this be known for every artist, for every whoever out there listening. A lot of people told us Stanky Leg was not going to work. DJs even said we're not going to play it. What the fuck is this shit? And I was like, you know what? We just don't go to YouTube.
There
and
you
that's
do.
When you seen YouTube jump over 10 million views on Stanky Leg.
Wow.
Because
people
didn't want to believe in us, so we went another route. You know what I'm saying? You know, all you don't always got to give up just because some 1 or 2 or 3 or 10 or 50 people tell you no. You know what I'm saying? It's just over 100 people told us no. You know? You can look at the comments on Stanky Leg. Over, it's probably thousands of comments that say whatever, but over 1 million ringtones or so, I rest my case.
Right.
That's amazing, man. Hey, I got to answer this, man. I definitely got to answer this, man, because a lot of, especially the OG up-and-coming artists, I mean, the artists out there that's been out there for a long time, man, sometimes you hear people saying, I know you get a lot of times, man, saying that, your dance, is that's not really a good thing to do. That's what you hear the OGs saying. What would you say to those out there that say that kind of stuff all the time, man? Because I know you get that all the time, man, saying that's not a good G to be dancing like that, man. Talk on that.
Man. Bro, you want to speak or what? What's up? Talk to me.
Man.
I know you heard that a lot.
Man, I'm Prince, man. I'm from New York. I'm not originally from Texas. So, and I was born in New York. That's not what we listen to, period, up there. You know, every
Thank
time
you.
I go home, back to Brooklyn, New York, I hear different type of music. I hear from reggae to J. Cole to everything. When we come back home to Dallas, you hear the boogie movement. Boogie is what
yeah.
Dallas, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's
you
exactly.
know, we're going to rock with our city. We got to represent our city. That's the city that
Thank
we
you.
In right now. And so,
yeah,
I'm
already,
down on
already.
Already, man, that's what's up, man, for real. Actually, let's take some more phone calls, man, because we got some information. I mean, you got fans from all over calling in. 817-201, you are live with my boy, Southside and Prince. He's my boy live on the show with us tonight, man. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Nina B.
Welcome
and
to
I'll
the
dance.
Show.
And what's up?
I said, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Nina B. I was just stopping
what's
by to say...
good luck. I mean, I'm showing my love for the G. I'm showing my love for the GS boys. They came a long way. Yeah, Steak and Lil really did make a hit out here in Dallas, Texas. So, yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
What's up?
Sound
like she was kind of nervous a little bit.
All right, y'all, man. Let's go live to the phone. Let's go live to the phone lines, man. 270-223. You are live with my boy Southside and Prince. The G-Spot boy live on the show with us tonight, man. Who's this?
What up, Southside and Prince? This your boy, Kentucky boy, man. I went from Kentucky. Hey, what's good to tell y'all niggas, man? Y'all keep doing y'all thing, dog. I remember y'all came to Kentucky and done that show for me, man. I put y'all up in the hotel. All I gotta say, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Fuck these haters, you feel me? And I'm gonna see y'all niggas at the top. Exactly. Y'all keep doing these shows, baby.
For sure,
man, you hear that, man? What you think about that, man? Give us a comment behind there, man.
Man, it's always good to know that, you know what I'm saying, people always show love, and that's 100, and we humble. That's the number one thing in the game. If you ain't humble, you ain't making it.
Thank you.
You
gotta
be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Already, man.
Real quick, man. Real quick, man. I gotta ask you this real quick, man. What advice would you give to any up-and-coming artists out there, man, that's trying to get into the business or already in the business but just don't know what to do, man? Let's talk about that real quick.
Go ahead, Dap. Hey, when I say, do you? You got to listen to me when I say this. You understand? When I say, do you? I mean, do you? Like all this stuff that me and old boy Prince be doing, nobody pays for it. It come out of my pocket, and it come out of his pocket. Every time somebody tell us to do something, the decision don't go right. But when we want to do it, it go right. You know what I'm saying? So really, you just, and don't give up. Make sure your mind real, for real, for real in the game, and you ain't trying to play with it. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's millions of other rappers that's trying to get it right now.
Oh, really, man. That's real talk right there, man. So, man, can we see you guys doing movies? Is that possible, man? Movie production? Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
Man.
Go ahead, old boy.
I think Prince need to be doing some commercials or something.
I'm saying, hey, y'all skinny, can I show you a little trailer? Y'all need to type in here. Everybody's listening. Go to YouTube. Type in Can I Show You Love by Old Boy Prince, Southside, Future and Fullway. And y'all gonna see that trailer. We on there acting. We doing a little acting right there. South got on his little Denzel and I got on my little what's that dude from the Titanic? I'm on
it. Oh,
I'm gonna check that out too.
Y'all better know
real
playing, man.
I'm gonna check it out. We did a little action. I will check it out. It came out pretty good. It should be dropping on World Star May 4th. Party at Your Mama House mixtape should be dropping May 4th. Man, everything is like, We working. Believe that. Y'all going to see this year. I ain't going to say this going to be out here because everybody say this is going to be out here. But just look, this year, I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Pop up.
Already. That's what's up, man.
Come back to detail with some real shit, baby.
Oh, yeah, they always do, man. They always come in with some real stuff. Hey, man, I got to ask you just before we let you go, man. I got one more last question for you, man, because we know you guys got a busy schedule, man. So, real quick, man, kind of let the fans know what's next for, man, you know, what's next for y'all.
Go ahead, old boy. We going to be in Kansas, you know what I'm saying, next week. We got some shows, the 20th and 21st. We're going to be in Kansas City doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Party at
the Mama House. That mixtape is dropping May 4th. The Can I Show You Love video on Worldstar May 4th. The mixtape, you can pick it up on iTunes, That Piff. Live mixtape, May 4th. Man, say, we working. Believe that. That's the number one.
Hey, man, we got some. Hey, we're going one. Alright, man, we got one more quick phone call, man. People are calling in from all over. We definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in, man, for calling in, man, supporting my boys. Now, say, Prince and Southside, y'all got to promise me one more thing before we let y'all get out of here, man. You got to come back on the show, man. I know y'all coming back on the show.
Yeah,
No problem.
You ready?
Already. Y'all get first right here, man. We're going live to the phone lines. We got my boy 817-353. You live, man, with my boy Southside live on the show, man. Who's this?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy, Lico Mack, man, representing that Bomb Radio show, baby. What's going on, you guys?
Hey, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show, Lico.
You know, hey, what's up, man? Y'all doing a good thing, and I want to say congratulations. Okay, I want to say, y'all got to forgive me, man. I'm trying to grab me something at Sonic, man. But I wanted to say congratulations on that song, man. And I want to ask you, how hard is it, man, to come up with another hit song such as, say, when, you know, you come up with one, how hard is it to come up with that next one? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't understand that it's hard. You know, so the song creation is hard. You know, you come up, the next song got to be tighter than the next one. You know what I'm saying? So what is your guys' creativity level? And I mean, how hard is it to really just get back in the lab and create that chucking hit after, you know, blew up with that first one?
To me, it's like this, and it's, to me, it's all a game. First of all, it's politics. That's the number one thing. Second of all, it's all a game. You can sit here. I can't think of a song, but you know when you hear a song like 20 times, 50 times a day on the radio, and you be like, I don't like this song, but out of nowhere, it's forced onto you. You catch yourself singing it. So some of the worst songs that you don't even like can be forced onto you to make you like it. You know what I'm saying? So really, I really can't tell you what's a hit nowadays. Like, literally, I can't tell you what's a hit, because if somebody wants to force it onto you, make it a hit, it'll be forced onto you, and you're going to end up liking it, and it's going to be a hit.
That's real talk. And I think you guys, when y'all, you hit it on the head when you said be yourself, man. Because you know, some people try to tell you, man, that ain't gonna make it, man. That don't sound like nothing. And that's the thing, like, they're different equal success, man. And now when you guys came out with that, like I said, you got grandmothers doing it, you got everybody doing that thing, man. Every time you jump up somewhere, somebody do a shank leg. I mean, you know. And it is what it is, but you got to, you know, be out the box in that creative process, man. You guys did that, and I'm doing that, man. So y'all keep up the good work, man.
I want to step in on that one thing, like Sal said. When we got kicked out the mall and stuff, it was because we was in the mall hitting that snake in it.
And we
had to prove that. We had to prove it to them that it was going to work. So everywhere we went, like we did in the video that got over 10 million views, we did it everywhere, in front of cops, in front of, on top of houses, cars, stores, Walmart. Everybody had to see it. We had to make everybody believe in it, whether they liked it or not.
Right. And like I say, I mean, people don't understand that that's not written in no book that you how to do that. You know what I'm saying? You have to create your own techniques to get it out there, and that's what you guys did. You know, a lot of people say, oh, this is how you do it, this is how you do it. There's nothing written nowhere to tell you how you make your song a hit, how you make it. Right. And how you do that type of thing, man. But, you know, man, but one thing you can say, that it is a hard process, and it is a timely process. So, you know, you got to love the game first, man. You know, you really got to love it. And I see that you guys are doing that, man. And y'all doing your thing, bro. Y'all keep on doing it, man. For real.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, man. Y'all ready to press my boy Lico, man, for the Bomb Radio. Y'all doing it big right here, man. Definitely going down. Appreciate you calling in, Lico.
Now, you know, ain't no thing. You know, I got to support you, man. You my boy. And whoever you got on your family, they my family too, man. So that's what's up.
All right. My boy Lico, man. Y'all check him out, the Bomb Radio. They doing the real big. Man, again, I definitely want to thank, man, you guys, man, for coming on the show, man, and kicking it with us tonight, man. Hoping this won't be y'all last time coming on the program, man.
Nah.
Man, no problem.
Well, ain't.
We fans. So, Already, man. Y'all got the quick shout-out real quick, man? I think y'all only got the quick shout-out real quick.
You said what?
I know y'all got the quick shout-out real quick, man.
Shout-out.
And I want to thank God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah.
Number one. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be here right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to all my fans that's listening right now. Me and Southside fans from the GS Boys to the Southside and Prince brand. And my clique full of stars people and my ABM and Bite Bread people that's listening. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, real quick.
Say, real quick, man, I got an email coming in, man. For those who are emailing us right now, I got an email coming in, man. The ladies want to know, man, are you single or are you married, man? Let's talk about that real quick.
Married? No. Yeah, I'm married. Man.
No kids, no none of that.
We gotta focus. You know, when you focus, you gotta stay on focus. You can't let nothing throw you off. You gotta stay on your game. You know what I'm talking about? That's what's up, man. For real. That's real talk right there, man.
Man, I gotta ask you this real quick, man. What did you get a lot of support from your family, man? Because I know that's really important, man. A lot of people don't know that it's important to have your family behind you, man. How important is it for you guys to have that family type as far as trying to support you?
Well, it's me, Prince. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go first, and I'm going to let Sal say his part. When I first started off with my rapping, and I took it serious, I was in the track. You know what I'm saying? I was running track. I was fast as hell. My mom wanted me to go to college with it, and I was like, Mama, I want to rap. She said, what? Boy, you better go to college. And we kind of had a disagreement one day until that deal came, and ever since that deal came, and some people could be like, your mom probably was like, just... Money, it had nothing to do with the money. It's because she believed in me. She had to put that stuff to the side and be like, okay. Because, you know, kids, they always change their mind. Like I said, I was 16, 17. I went from football to basketball to running track. Now I'm saying I want to be a rapper. She's like, boy, go to school. Ever since then, she's been holding me down like, man. She always held me down, but with this music, it's just been bigger than life. Like,
wow.
That's the woman of my life right there. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Hey, that's what's up.
Thank you, man. We just want to thank you, man. Man, that's hot, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
For sure. Let me tell you something before, you know what I'm saying, the interview ends and stuff when we get off, you know. Appreciate all our fans out there right now that's listening, you know. And when I say that, you got to believe me from the heart because it's for real, though. All our fans, we appreciate y'all. Since day one, you know, and we're going to keep doing. So when I say family, we all going to be family, and we all going to get this money. And, Prince, we don't. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man. Tell you what, man, we keep it real right here on B93 FM, man. These cats right here keeping it real, man. Again, man, we definitely want to thank y'all for coming through, and man, you guys did your damn thing tonight, man. We had like an all star. I'm looking at this, man. We had like an all star celebrities cast tonight, man.
Yes, we did.
That's what it's all about, y'all, man. Coming up Tuesday night, my boy gonna be stopping by. Rapper Ting ain't gonna be stopping by, man. He's working on a brand new mixtape. He's gonna be stopping by here. Kicking it with us again. And again, we got to thank, man, the hottest group right here, man. And I mean, I feel very honored, man, to have you guys, man, especially representing the Dallas Fort Worth area, man. You guys really represent the Dallas Fort Worth, man. And I'm very proud of you, man. Just keep up the good work. And, you know, just
keep
the hell name, man. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So, hey, Prince, man, you need to teach Donna D how to. Stank leg, man. Teach him how to stank
leg. Oh, man. Oh, I knew that was coming up. Man, you know what, man? You know how to do it, man. I've been with it.
I hear you over there, old boy.
You, man, you know what, man? I ain't gonna even lie. It's gonna take me forever, man, because I'm one of the type. You know, my mom always taught me one thing. She said, you know what? Stick with what you're good at. I'm good at being a TV show host and a radio show host, but dancing, I'm gonna leave that to y'all, man. y'all want me out there dancing, man. You think that white guy that was out there with y'all, man, that was dancing with y'all? Nah, me? Say, that wouldn't work, man.
Oh,
I'd be the biggest star. You'd be like, man, what's wrong with telling me, man? You trying to dance? Oh, no. That's why I'm going to stay with you. See, I got my place, man. TV and radio is my place, man. All right, y'all, man. We definitely, man, want to say a big shout-out to, man, the G-Spot Boys, man.
Southside of Prince for coming through, man, in the studio with us, hanging out with us tonight, man. And again, man, y'all got to come back and kick it with us again, man. This time, man, we're going to have y'all on. Say, man, this time we're going to have y'all special guest co-hosting with us, man. How about that, man, next time?
We ready, man. That's the plan.
All right. Y'all hear the first right here. Coming up next. Oh, my goodness, man. We got the mix coming up. Hey, DJ Sean, man, what you got coming up in the mix, man?
Coming up in the mix.
Yeah, what you got coming up next in the mix, man? Oh, he ain't saying nothing.
I'm a little fucker in the mix coming up.
He don't got quiet on us when we say it.
Tell him put on hands on your knees.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what? You didn't send me the song in that time, man. I was looking for that song, too.
Hey, what's up with you, man?
You don't have to send that song to me, man. All right, y'all, man. We'll be right back after this is going down right here on B93FM, thehit.com.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Everything's in the mix, man.
Well, my ladies with a sexy tattoo. This song is definitely just for you. So all my ladies, please stand up and show your tattoo.
We going global.
Uh-huh.
Baby, the ambassador, David Lamar, Hurricane Chris.
Me.
A message to girls across the world.
Oh.
Just stand to your feet, baby. Cause this song is about...
gets better. Honey and tea. Well, we're doing that.
It's your boy Red. What up, Chef? You know how we do it, old boy. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm
saying?
We gon' let that money
talk. Let that money
talk
on this one. You let that money talk. Can't fit your entertainment. Culinary swag. My nigga Jay on the beat. Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. That money talk for me. That money walk for me. That money walk for me. That money, that's what it gotta be. That money talk for me, that money walk for me. That money, that money, that's what it gotta be. That money talk for me, that money walk for me. That money, that money, that's what it gotta be. I'm fresh up clean, it gotta be the money. The real city police looking so damn funny. The new Air Force, pushing the new Porsche. With a bad boy, yeah, you sound gorgeous. White top drop, and the Dallas lift. Got his own exercise, got a drop lift. My car's sitting high, he barely getting by. Watch the hater over there, he's saying hi. I got my own money, I got my own car. I got my own crib, pick up it by the lip. I get it in,
I got money.
I'm full of wealth, I'm full of myself. Money on my mind,
that money on my mind.
And that perk high me high than them Urkel pads. Wipe me down 52s on the school bus. Now wipe me down 52s on the school bus.
That money talk for me, that money walk for me. That money, that's what it gotta be. That money talk for me, that money walk for me. That money, that money, that's what it gotta be. That money talk for me,
okay.
That money walk for me.
Going on.
I had time, man. It's definitely going down. It's going down. It's right here, man. The late night, man. Tonight, I mean, well, actually, Wednesday, Tuesday night going to be the last night we do the late night. We're going to be coming on from 7 to 10. Man, I have had a ball tonight. I don't know about y'all, man. Coming up in 30 minutes, I'm going to be leaving, going out to the club. What y'all getting ready to do this weekend, man?
Well, I got an event going on tomorrow night, so
oh, girl.
That's what it is.
Girl.
I'm going to be a judge for a freestyle battle.
Ooh, look at you. Say, DJ, what you think about her? Say, I gotta keep it real with y'all, man. We have had a ball tonight with the celebrity. I tell you what, man. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. When I say that we are bringing celebrities to you, we're not playing. Coming soon, man. We were working on getting Voice to Man, and I ain't gonna lie, y'all. It was kind of my fault that Puerto Rican didn't come through. I haven't had no sleep. Right, I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to get my views. They can't afford to get these damn views. What the hell? All right, y'all, man. Coming up Tuesday night, man. We got my boy Rapper Chingy coming through. Y'all know he had the hottest drop.
Already.
Yeah, that's going to be hot. When I say that's going to be hot, that's going to be hot. My boy Rapper Chingy coming through. He's going to be representing, man. We got a lot of artists coming through. We got Voice of Man gonna be coming through real soon, man. Soon we get the detail. I just got some time to my boy earlier, man. We got the real Rick Ross coming through, y'all, real soon. So I'm telling you,
wait a minute.
That's not all. Now my girl right here just told me that we might have Ray J. We might. What's up? What's the deal with that girl?
What's the deal with that? Ray J. Oh, Lord.
She don't got quiet on me now.
Yeah.
She don't got quiet. She's like, I want you to shut the pride. Yeah, we said it. The rapper Ray, our artist Ray J might be coming through. We don't know yet. We got a lot of stuff we working out, y'all.
We got a lot of connections. Let's just say
right,
that. Right,
we trying to bring down.
That are going to be coming through.
That's right. And we trying to bring down all-star celebrity on this radio show. That's what it's all about, y'all, man. We're not playing. Prime example is tonight. All star celebrity. What y'all think about that? All star celebrity.
Oh.
Pimp C Mama.
Oh, that's lovely, man. That's lovely.
Man,
that's what I'm talking about.
And the hottest group, Do the Single Leg Cane Do. Come on now, y'all. What's that? Come on now. They did this damn thing. They outside, dude. But you know what? I'm pissed off at DJ Sean because. He know damn well I can't do no damn sneak leg, and he just oh, hell no. You know I got a bone to your mom, man.
No, you just gotta get a little loose with it.
But y'all, look, did y'all see how he was looking at me? Yeah, I mean, Southside the Prince was looking at me crazy. Y'all don't put me on the damn spot trying to do the damn stinking lay. No damn way I don't know how to do the damn stinking lay. You know what? I got y'all on Monday night. I'm not even going to worry about that. We're going live to the phone line. Y'all piss me off there. Cracking me this damn stinking lay. What's up, Will, man? What you think about this shit tonight?
What's going on,
what's
baby?
Up, Will? Yeah, Will, man, what you think about this man tonight trying to get me to do the damn stinking leg? No, damn what, I can't do no damn stinking leg.
Oh, man. I hear him over there, man. We too grown for that right there. But I tell you what, though, when I was talking to him earlier, man, I think he misunderstood me, man. I think one of the guys misunderstood what I was telling him, man. You know what I'm saying? I was just telling them, you know, keep moving forward, you know what I'm saying? And if family don't want to come along with it, then, you know, you got to keep moving forward without the family. You can't bring everybody to the top. And I think he's
right.
Kind of misunderstood what I'm saying. Because of the politics, you know what I'm saying? But what you should have asked him, Johnny, do you know, was, you know, how could other producers get in touch with them as far as trying to get some music toward them?
You know what, man? We got some coming back on the show, man. They're going to do a two-hour special on the show. We're going to play all their music, their new shit, their old shit. We're going to play all them. They coming back on the show, man.
All right, man. Big up to you, though, man. I see you. I see y'all stepping the game up and pushing forward, man, bringing the show to new heights, man. You know what I'm saying? Big up to you, man. I ain't forgot about the drop for you, man.
Hey, man, we trying to get nothing. I ain't trying to be funny, man, but we got to get all these celebrities on the show to make the independent artists hot.
You're right. You got that right. I still got that drop in the making for you, man. I got uploaded to you, emailed it to you, man.
Already, man. You know what, man? Don't even worry about it. Do it whenever you can, man. I'm screaming. It's so crazy right about now, man. What's going on with us right now? It's crazy.
Already. And what's up to the ladies that you got in the studio, man? You know what I'm saying? I forgot to speak to the dynamic duo sitting over there with you, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing over there with you. What's
going
on, ladies?
They're in the studio with me, man, and they're trying to make me feel like they're stinking late. I'm not understanding. That's the DJ Sean ass. I got a damn bone to be in the chicken wing.
Practice that stink and let
Steve Harvey, we got a damn bone to pick on this one. All right, then let me see something there. Let me see something there. Because this ain't right. Did she get a letter? Wait a minute, y'all. She got a damn letter. I ain't even got no damn letter. Now, what the hell really going on?
That's some good shit. That lets you know that you are doing the right thing, my brother.
Me neither.
You are doing the right thing, my brother.
But Tito came on this damn show one time this week, and I already got a damn letter.
This is actually my third time, you know,
All right, now let me read this there. It's saying, dear black sister, I know there ain't nobody but her. I love what she had to say. But some of the things that she said, I disagree with her. I'm from the UK. But whoever the person ain't saying their name. But keep up the good work and keep getting on the brothers. What you think about that, girl?
What was the last part? Keep what on the brothers?
Keep getting on the brothers' case. That's what he's trying to say. I'm not trying to say that, but that's what he's trying to say.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for sending in a reply to our, you know, to our show because, you know, this is them. I'm just a guest, you know, but I appreciate it. As far as what to say, it's really kind of hard to reply to this person because they wasn't specific on what things it was that they disagreed about or even if the letter was pertaining to me. And while y'all got a bone to pick, I got a bone to pick because I just found out the other young lady's name for the first time tonight, and her name is Bree. So before I finish my statement, hey, Bree, how you doing? Y'all some retarded, huh? I appreciate, you know, the caller, you know, sending something in, but, you know, whatever that he or she decides to think that they disagree on, I apologize for the kind of, I ain't sorry for shit. I meant what I said. I stand behind what I said, you know, and if they really want to ever talk about it, you know, we can get a chat going on. You know, I log in the blog, talk. Myself going to say Lady Poet, regardless, you know, you can be whoever the food or, you know, Mr. Anonymous or don't want to ask a question, don't want to be Mr. Precise, you know, or whatever. But, you know, that's just how I feel about that because there is two other very intelligent, you know, black sisters on the phone with us. And we are, if I'm not mistaken, I believe we are all biracial. And I think Bree may be, you know, confused or something because I don't know nothing about it. Ain't nobody told me nothing about it, so I'm just going to put it in there in the category of me and 411 because I know African-American, but that's kind of messed
know.
Up
you know
to the
what?
Black sister.
But wait a minute. Hold on. I call her ass blank. That's what I call her ass. Because
Are you serious?
She's blank.
Which one you talking about?
Trust it, learn it, know it, and get familiar with it. That's all.
I think she's beautiful.
So I think Miss 411 and Bree is beautiful because black is beautiful. And they say if you got 1% of African American blood in you, you're black. So I bow down to my black beautiful sisters because I'm honored to be in their presence because this is their show. They part of the Crunk Crew. So I'm like a mad guy just trying to find my place. But that's what I feel about that letter. And I hope they do respond or email back. And this time, damn it, be a little more specific on this. That's if you dare to be a little more specific on the things that you disagree with me about. You know, that's just, you know.
That's why I come figure that one out.
Well, I ain't supposed to try.
The question is, on the serious side, what did you think about the show tonight? What was your thoughts on the show tonight?
I thought the show was amazing. I was honored to be in the presence of somebody's mother. You know, it's hard for me to, you know, kind of deal with talking to people's mothers and things of that nature because my mother's not here with me. But it was, you know, an honor to be in such a beautiful person's grace and to be that graceful and that happy and that glowing even after the tragedy of losing her son the way she has, and it's been some years now, but for her to just still have that grace and that shine and that glow, I hope one day that I, as someone's daughter of my own mother, can have that grace and that glow and that happiness and share my testimony with somebody else who has went through something of what I have shared with my mother, and I too have lost a son at first, you know, so I don't know what it's like to have one grown or to have one, like Bree said, at three, but I do know what it's like to give birth to a child that doesn't make it, and it's a hell of a feeling, and, you know, and things of that nature, and I have had to bury some of my son's best friends who have committed suicide from being gay, so it felt like I was losing a son, you know, over the time that I tried to talk to these young men about, you know, their sexuality or whatever. Me being a manager of artists and a booking agent, and I also deal with celebrities and underground, I believe that what Mama West and the young men from Dallas, you know, commented on tonight, it is true, because fear is, you know, what is the only thing that stops you. Just like my great-grandmother, you know, God rest her soul, she used to tell me all the time, my big mama, we call her big mama, you know, people help those who help themselves. You know, Jesus died, you know, so many years ago. So, I mean, I don't even know what the exact date is that he died or how many years it's been. But he died so many years ago, and they still talk about him today. You know, and just like, you know, and I want to give a little sisterly love to my sister, Miss 411, because I felt Mama West when she kind of corrected her, saying that this is a man's world in hip-hop, because I, too, am a sister who has fall short of making that same statement. And I had a gentleman that was a good friend of mine that hurt my feelings and made me cry, because he said that that's the reason why he's divorced today, because he said so many sisters today either say they don't need a man in their life, or black men, you know, don't respect women that's in this business or this and that or whatever. He feels like the women who say that, we are short-stopping ourselves from being the perfection that God has designed us to be. So I want to just, you know, John 14:14 says that when your people come together and make it agree, and two people agree with it, he'll let it be. And I'm going to say it to him, listen, you know what I'm saying? Because, I talk stuff, and I speak a lot of stuff, and I speak my mind. But when it comes to that man up there, you will not hear me use prophetic words right now at this moment of time. And I'm going to tell y'all again, just in case you don't know, John 14:14 says, I don't care if it's New International Version, or whatever you got, the whole Quran, or whatever you got. John 14:14 say however you want to translate it, is that when two people come together and make it say so, and come unto my heavenly Father, he will make it be. So I'm going to just lift myself up in 411 right now and say, no, baby, it's not a man's world, because, baby, a man didn't come to this world by himself. It took a female to bring that male creation here. So if you need help holding yourself high and to dominate the world, to understand that I'm not a woman, I'm an artist. I just so happen to be doing it. I stand behind you all day. You know what I'm saying? But the show is amazing. The show was amazing. They hit on topics that me and Sean, and I'm pretty sure each one of us, have had to deal with artists over the years. You know, people not staying together, people telling you that you're not going to be nothing. And, I mean, just think about it. If everybody listened to everybody and told them that they weren't going to be nothing, I wonder what Graham, you know, Bell would have did when it came to the telephone, where he would have kept on going or would he have stopped. If somebody would have told me that, you know, that I was going to take my own life the same way my mother did, and here I am almost 4 years strong, her anniversary being Monday of 4 years, here I am still here making 38. And suicide is not on my plate. I ain't got time for it. I got too much other things to do.
I love you.
You know what I'm saying? So it really made me feel good to talk to her. Because it's been hard over the years to talk to anybody's mother. 411, I called 411 just the other day, and her mother answered the phone, and I was already crying before I got off the phone with her mother. So, you know, it was great. It was a great show. I was honored to be a part of listening to it. I'm honored to know that I have a new business family of associates and friends of a lifetime that can connect me to somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I'm blessed for that. And I'm going to see if I can talk to Snoop Dogg's mom and see if she wants to do an interview, because I know her personally. And we real good friends. So I can try to get back to her home.
Also, you know what? I don't know what it is about the mothers. I got so much connection with these mothers. I'm also very close. The next person that's real close to me is T-Pain Mama. T-Pain mom is like a fucking mom to me as well. Now, it's not like a...
I sure want to talk to her because I want to ask her what the hell is wrong with her son and all that gold, because
pray,
if she ever get hit by
pray,
a car, I just want to pray. I just want to find his gold.
Pray,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm
I just want to find his gold teeth because I know I can get a prize for gold teeth.
I spent the night over when, about 2 years ago, I got a chance to spend a night with his mom and them over there at his house. And, man, if I tell you T-Pain got... I'm going to keep it with y'all. I can't stand T-Pain. Even though when I be calling over there sometime, he'll answer the damn phone with his mama's cell phone. He'll go, "Ooh, mama, that's that damn Donnie B. What the hell did he want?" You know? I don't want to do it. I want to talk to my sucker mom. So, you know, T-Pain mama, Dick Henry gave me warning about how he was. They said he was an asshole. He wasn't in Puff Daddy. I mean, if y'all ever meet Diddy, he's an asshole. I can tell you, all the celebrities that I got a chance to meet, he is an asshole. He is like he is on TV. And your boy, T-Pain, the same way. He's an asshole.
But you know what? It's nice to know that, you know, that these artists can come on here and show the real side of them. You know what I'm saying? Like the dude kept saying, so-and-so with the silky dregs, which was funny. You know, because you do have to be humble in this business. And I try to tell my artists with Lady Ink, you know, with DJ AB and DJ Shine, you know, I tell them, you know, I might be the president of this company, but I can't do it without each and every one of y'all. You know, I can come up with an idea, but I can't make it happen without everybody here. You know, and I keep up with everybody. You know what I'm saying? And Shine will tell you, I keep up with everybody. And I'm proud of that because, like I tell people all the time, you know, my mother and father is gone. So, therefore, my parents are not here with me. So I have a different part of family, and I'm trying to figure out what good book is out there to say the only family that you got in your life is the one that you share your DNA with.
Right,
because I don't remember that. You know, because I mean,
what is
keep
about you? I'm serious. I'm gonna keep it real with you. We got 28 minutes left, y'all. You tune into the all new B93 up in the hit.com and B97 up in the radio.com, man. You know what? I ain't gonna lie, and I want everybody on here to know. I want my co-host to know. I want DJ Sean to know. It's not easy doing this radio show. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all.
It's not
easy. And sometimes I get frustrated. I get angry. I get upset. And I get so frustrated because I don't get a lot of sleep, man. But I got so much love for what I do with this radio show that it's hard for me to just, you know, focus on it. But I want to say something to everybody out here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and across the country, man. What motivates me is people like my girl right here who's speaking on behalf. DJ Sean motivates me. You know, my girl right here, she motivates me. 411 motivates me. Because it's time when I just want to just, even my boss being from B97, I get to the point where I want to quit. But when I hear people like DJ Sean said, "No, man, you can't do this, man." You know, hear people like this and hearing my girl saying it makes me, that's the only reason that I can't quit. This week, I ain't gonna lie, it's been a rough week for me. I got to the point where I said, I don't even want to do this show no more. I even called my boss today, I said, "Man, I'm quitting." "No, Donovan, you can't quit." So the main thing is, you know, I right now I'm in that situation where I need everybody just to bear with me and just really help me. I mean, I'm in that point. I've been doing this for a long time, but I get to the point where I just want to break down and cry.
Yeah.
You know we got you, man.
We got you.
But y'all like family.
We got you, man. You know we got you.
When I talk to y'all, I can't give up. It's like it's something about y'all. I can't give up. And then here's the night
it's
show.
It's like a motivation.
It's like, nah, you know, I got to do it. People are looking at people depending. And my friend who's an attorney, she tells me all the time, no, you can't quit. Everybody's looking at you now. Everybody's really looking at you, and they depend on you, Donovan. You can't quit right now. You got to stay here. And that's what made me go. That's what made me keep going. But they would tell you, it's been plenty of time.
And you know what, with that being said, that'll take a little bit of the stress off you. You know what I'm saying? You know, let the ones that's around you be there for you, because that's what I'm doing. You know, I got a new family with y'all. That makes me feel a whole lot easier. You know, me and 411 done
love
linked
you
up.
Too.
You know, I'm waiting
love
on Bree to link up, you know, and everybody else. But I'm just saying, I mean, you can't do it by yourself, baby. You just can't.
No.
And when you having those hard moments, just take time and count to 10 or count to 50 or count to 100
right.
and just know that, you know, let somebody else take over the show tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you,
you
know that's
what
your co-host is for, and you sit back
and
listen.
That's why I'm
you know, when
it's my
time is up, but you can't do it by yourself, babe.
You know what? It's funny you said it. That's why tomorrow I'm having a training with my boy right here, DJ Sean. DJ Sean already said he'll do it. I'm training him tomorrow. That way, you know, if I get to the point where I just want to take a break, I know that DJ Sean, I know that Bree, and I know that 411, they got the show without me. They're going to do what they're going to do. Got to do. And you know, and let me just
but
take
you
a,
need
just to see, take
but
a
if
breather.
You know that, but if you know that, then
yeah.
take the dose of your
yeah,
own medication and let them do it, though. You know what I'm saying? When
that's
you get frustrated, gonna, let them do it. You know, they
you know
what they're there for. That's why they're
I
your co-host.
But you know what? I love you for saying that because, but you know what? I ain't going to even lie to you. It's hard to let go when you've been doing it by yourself all this time. So,
but that's the thing, though. But listen to me. But listen to me. But you haven't been.
Hard.
But that's what I'm saying. But you haven't been by yourself, because if you was doing it by yourself, if it wasn't none of us be here, you would be the one trying to get these celebrities on there. You'd be setting up all the interviews. Maybe you would have went and passed out and got hit by a train if you was trying to do it by yourself. Recognize that you got the love and support around you,
and use that love and support, and sit back and listen.
And you sit back and pour you a glass of champagne, light your black and light, a candle,
yeah,
or whatever the hell is what's in your wiki wiki heart,
right
and
now.
Let them do it.
I'm bringing me some champagne right now, and I'm
ready
you know
to
what?
Hit that club.
And learn how to
very,
do a damn stanky leg or something, damn it.
And just get
but
loose.
You know,
because
I can dance my ass off.
Leg,
I can
okay?
dance my ass off. You can't
know
dance. We got
birthday,
a problem.
I know. I know. Look, I'm upset. But you know,
okay.
for my birthday, I'm going to steal. I'm
going
to steal on my birthday, and I'm gonna let DJ Sean and I'm going to let Bree take over the damn show. And I'm going to be gone for my damn birthday on that Friday. I'm going to call in and say happy birthday, and I'm going to be fucked up after that.
Well, I'll be listening. You know what I'm saying? I'll be listening to help out. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to say it's my dog's birthday. It's my dog's birthday. Okay. Do the thing
you
made.
Dude,
so crazy. Shoot, he might be drunk enough.
But you know, but you know what though, but
thing.
You know, but look at what you were saying about tonight's show though. Looking at us right now, struggling, shooting shit with each other, staying together, staying humble. You know, that's the same thing that me and Shine focus with in our organization and our movement. You know, we started out with at least 20
mine.
People, 20, 25 people strong. Real talk, we did. Of course,
wow, I like that.
And we probably have
yeah,
about
I got
10 people
going on, too, as well.
You know, like 10 people left, if that many left. You know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
shocked, you know, people don't stay humble and don't stick with you, but you got to keep going, even though the weak ones,
mm-hmm.
you got to keep it going.
That's right.
And that's the thing that
but
I love
what?
About
yeah,
Sean and everybody
but
else,
you know
and
what?
Even
I
the ones that sit down.
But you know what? I see something big getting ready to happen. For real. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
I mean, to see these famous celebrities coming on this podium like they coming, and then my homeboy from Oklahoma calling me every 5 minutes. Tell me that. I mean, I got something coming to me. And see, to be honest with you, I mean, Bree would tell you, I was supposed to be quitting today. Am I right, Bree?
Yep. I
wasn't supposed to be doing no damn show today. But,
right.
I mean, but you know what? I couldn't give up. We can't do it. So, you know, I definitely want to thank everybody out there in Dallas, Fort Worth, in the Crawford Country, and thank God for a real family like Bree, like DJ Sean, and even our new girl, Lady. Because Lady will kick your ass. I can't tell you what type of person it is. Lady will kick your ass. Lady said,
hey, don't be talking about being in front of company, man.
Right
hey, that's being in front of company. Don't be telling me, man, you know, I'm a single woman. You know what I'm saying? You're making my husband run away. But, you know,
you
but y'all can send love letters. They
can
send love letters. Y'all can send love letters.
I can't wait for you. She ready to kick my damn ass right now. I can already see y'all. I'm serious about that. She said, no, I'm going to kick your damn ass. I can kick your damn ass right now.
That's what's
no, but you know what I would like. But y'all should, I would, you know, we should have an auction date for Lady and see if there's any listeners that want to go on a date for Lady. Well, I bet you the ratings will go up then. A single pop.
Hey, hold up.
Hell,
what about the damn
fella?
We want to go on a damn date too.
Okay, well, I was just coming up with ideas. That's why you ain't supposed to do stuff by yourself. You know, you can go first. Yo, ooh, and we get to pick the candidate women's. Oh.
What's your flavor?
I want to be for a change with the ladies pay for all the hotels and that.
Well, if they hotel, oh damn, you want booty too? I just said a date.
I mean, come on now. I get all of that eventually, but at the first time, I'm cool with dinner.
You know, a service, a little service, pick me up or some shit. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Hotel? Now, look at you. You got to be a hell of a man to get some of my JJ.
Say, lady, I tell you what I do. I take out a Burger King. Burger King is where we'll go.
You said Burger King.
You lady got problems. I said that.
If that's the case, we might as well go to the grocery store and buy something. I'll cook better than that. Shit. If I wish a motherfucker with some Burger King, nigga, I can go to the grocery shop for that shit, nigga, and whip up some mashed potatoes, green beans, cornbread, and some motherfucking meatloaf, nigga.
Say, wait a minute, y'all. I knew I'd get high ass man if I say it.
Hell no. I am not supposed to look at her. You know, I'm materialistic, but goddamn, you know, do something for me that I can't do for myself. I can feed myself.
No, I'm just going to be honest. Say, come on now. Burger King is good. I love Burger King too.
You know what? I would rather cook for myself than have Burger King.
Thank you. Me too. I'm right there with you.
I tell you what, we'll go to the damn dollar.
Lady, you say you on Facebook, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she's on Facebook.
Yeah, how can I find you on Facebook?
That's a good question.
Leticia, LETICIA, and my last name is P like in Peter, OU, G like in George, E like in Egg. It'll say like a little yellow sign that says, I'll be talking shit in my profiles. I'll be saying all kind of stuff, but it's yellow with
the
words.
And then you say you got a group as well, right?
I have a group, Lady Ink Foundation. Yeah, Lady Ink Foundation.
I think I am in there. I think I am. Because I go by Breezy S Baby.
What is it?
Breezy S Baby.
Oh,
Breezy
yes. I think you went Lady Ink. Yes. I don't know. I don't think we're friends, though.
Well,
you might, because I think there is a Breezy F Baby that being Lady Ink.
Yeah.
Because,
well,
you know, Fancy Don Diva.
Everywhere.
I don't know. Please, but if you're not, please look for us. Because
I even
have
my own
movie.
Group as well. I got my own
group as well. I have to join everybody. I think I'm in like 84 groups on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I'm like in 200.
Wow.
I don't know. I might be. I'm up there. I know that because I have like almost 2,000 members in my group, and I'm real proud of that. I'm real, real proud of that.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Speaking of Facebook, I got to say a big shout out to my boy Dun Dun. He was tuning in to us earlier. He said he loved the show. He said, man, Mama West touched my heart. And he said, man, these five boys was off the chain. He said, good work. He loves the show. He's going to be a regular listener from now on. He's representing that NYC, New York City.
Ooh, is he Puerto Rican?
The Big Apple, all right.
All right,
We got it going on, y'all. What y'all think about that, ladies and fella? What y'all think about that?
I think it's just going to prosper from here, that's all.
I remember what I said, y'all, 14-14, and I know it's more than two people on here. Just right now, I know it's more than two people, and if it's more than two people, I'm going to go on and claim it for all the success and everything that is going to happen, because I believe that this summer is really going to be crazy for y'all. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe this summer is gonna be really amazing.
Man, since you said that, I feel like a tear coming to my body when you said that.
That's real talk.
It's so true. That's real though.
Yeah.
What kind of tea, though?
Oh,
Lord. Well, here, if you going to call, let me tell you something to talk for all single ladies that's listening. If y'all, you know, are interested in taking our host, you know, Don Lee out on his birthday,
what?
We are looking for all candidates.
Y'all know
what? I got 20 minutes to go out and party, okay?
I'm going to find that song for real,
we going to play it.
I'm going to get at least 20 minutes of party going on.
DJ Shine, shine me up.
Have y'all, I'm telling y'all, have y'all done Let me tell y'all about DJ Shine. When DJ Shine be out there on his music and doing his stuff, this little nigga here be dancing hard and pain. Do you hear me? I swear. I don't, this boy, everywhere I see, I don't, if that nigga stop dancing, y'all, I'm going to be scared. Real talk. Because he be moving. I'm talking about this fool, he would drop it to the floor, touch the ground. Then he got these two little gold rings
like
on these
that,
two
though.
Fingers. Oh,
I like
girl,
DJs
he be
like
grooving.
That.
Y'all know he ain't
all
oh, right.
I can't wait to see this because I got something to talk about now.
That nigga be dancing. I will never talk about that nigga dancing because that nigga be going on the paint. I'm talking about South Dallas swag.
We got to get some YouTube footage.
And he brought
it to the YouTube moment.
He be on it. Sean be on it. Sean be groove. I'm telling you.
Yeah, say, DJ, tell us, if you ever talk about me, y'all should see him. Talk about me real bad in front of the G-Spot boy.
Oh man, and they
was laughing about it. They thought the whole shit was.
Because you know,
but
you got some soul in you. Come on now, we know you got.
I didn't say nothing bad when
yeah,
I was on.
You just gotta get a drink or two in you, and you'll grow. Oh, you
got
way
y'all don't want me to get the drinking, but I get the drinking, and I'm gonna really get that food. Hey, what a party at?
Well, if I get too many drinks, I'm not gonna be able to talk. I'm gonna lose my voice.
Your voice, hey, what a party at Dunny B's in the building. My voice, get out of there.
Look, his voice gonna get deep on us too. He gonna be like, hey, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
And I'm gonna write a petition. I'm gonna make sure everybody is a witness to that and go around the club and get a petition that I heard this nigga voice deep. I ain't gonna believe that when I'm so.
Well, y'all is crazy.
For real.
Y'all is crazy.
How you gonna say we crazy?
So we got a lot of people listening to us right now. I wish I gotta say to everybody.
Oh, why don't we take some callers? Can we take some callers? We can't take no more callers and see what people saying because we get some callers.
I'm not gonna do that because they ain't got their damn hands up. They got the press it. If you want to call 404, press that nail one. If they don't press that now one, man, we'd be looking crazy.
Press that one right
okay,
now.
Okay, wait, can y'all press something? Y'all listening? Y'all laughing? Can y'all respond? We would like to get some feedback, please.
Oh,
and remember, Lady the Poet is single. Yeah, yellow.
Wait a minute, lady.
What?
I got something to tell you.
What's
now,
that,
baby? Now, on last night, for the first time, I went to YouTube and started Google searching different people's names and stuff. A lot of white folks, man, I was checking out their videos and stuff. They were talking real bad about the Trayvon case. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. And a lot of the white folks on there was very angry and upset. They was on what's that dude's name?
George Zimmerman.
Yeah, they was on his side. They spent a lot of, you know, I know this is going to be a divided situation with y'all. I mean, they was on this side. Some of the stuff they were saying about this young man said that he deserved to die. I could not believe
what?
It. You know
that
what?
Is horrible.
Go to my page and check out the video.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Believe.
That's sad to say that someone deserves
like that.
To
I'm
die
sad.
Because, you know, like I said, you know, Mama West has lost a son. Bree has lost a son. I've lost a son. And that's somebody's child. And I don't care how cold or how much hate
nobody
I would have for a grown up, whatever's between me and then you don't even know these people. To sit up here and say that this young man deserved to die, then you know, what about Susan Smith's kids? Did her kids deserve to die? She killed them. She was white. And she like said a black man did it. And all of a sudden, you know, and all at the end, it wasn't no black man involved. It was her.
That's a hell of a statement because children didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask for their mama and daddies. I don't give a damn if you playing that baby and do a whole lot of you know what. That child did not ask to be here. And if you bring the child here, it's up to you to treat and to raise and teach that child morals and traditions and testimony. Because if you teach hate, you're going to die by hate. But if you raise it by love, then you'll get love.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. You know, that's why people, you know, and that's just, you know, that's why some slaves back in the day had to go, you know, the black families took over that white day master's last name. Some, it was some slaves that lived a good life. You know what I'm saying? But there was a lot of, and there was a lot of white people that died that loved black people. It ain't that you love black people. Why we just can't love each other? Why we just can't love people?
You know what? You made a, I ain't gonna lie to you. You made a, my mom said she listened to the show the other night with you on it. She said, man, she said that young girl right there, I said, I don't know who she is, but she made a good point when she said we need to start bringing the discipline back into the school. My mom actually agreed with you on that. And my mom
I'm
said,
telling
man,
you because guess what? I get tired of the teachers calling me or emailing me about my son's behavior. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I have four boys. There's no male figure in my house for them on a 24-hour basis. However, they have male figures surrounded by them. So it's just not, you know, nobody there. It's just not one in the home 24-24. I would rather for my son's teachers to take them little niggas in the hallway, in the bathroom, in the corner, pull them drawers down, whack, 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 shut the hell up. Get your ass right. down and do what you got to do than to blow me up and try to tell me that they think they may be bipolar or they think they ADHD or that they hyper. And no offense to you Caucasian people, it's really, and some of you richy people or whatever that's got money, let me tell y'all something. There ain't nothing wrong with kids that an ass whooping cannot cure because all that prescription, man-made drugs that
them
kids got to take the rest of their fucking life. Get off y'all lazy asses. Put that cigarette down, that wine. Instead of beating up on your wife, you need to whoop your son and your daughter ass. You know what I'm saying? Sit down with them and check their homework. It don't take nothing but 10 to 15 minutes to get in your kid's life and see what's going on. You care that much, you'll do it. Hell.
You're right.
It's just retarded that way. You know, I tell my sons all the time, when I stop talking to you, that's when you work. Because that's when I don't give a damn.
Funny.
That's when something's wrong with your mama. When
funny,
I stop talking
that.
And care, come on.
My homegirl, she's like a sister to me. I'm going to tell you what I used to do with her. And she knows this is what I used to do with her kids. Her 11-year-old son back in the day wanted to be grown. So I told her, I said, okay, you know what, man? I'm going to show you what grown is. I said, act a fool with me. I said, it's going to be different from what your mama treats you. You know what? I told his goddamn ass up. I ain't going to lie to y'all. And that little kid right to this day, well, he ain't no kid no more. He grown now. He about 23, 24. He said, you know what he tell everybody? He said, you know what? He said, because my real name is Darnell. He'll say, man, Darnell don't play. He said, if y'all miss it down there, y'all better make sure. Because he's really
and that's how my kids is. That's how my kids' friends
and
is around here.
I told his damn ass up. I said, look here, man, the way you do your mom, you ain't going to do me like that. I said, you ain't my
I believe
now,
in
buddy.
The Bernie Mac philosophy. I believe in the Bernie Mac philosophy. I will fuck a kid up. If
and,
you put
I ain't
me
had no
into
more
a corner, I'm going to whoop your tail. I'm not playing.
And you know,
I will
say, you know what he is now?
Down.
Say, can I tell you what he is now? A police officer.
Well, you
and
know what?
Bragged.
You should feel proud. You should feel proud of you being
proud.
A man
I'm
that you touched somebody
proud.
Else's son's life.
Very proud. The Pete Della Prison man, he said that man right there, my neighbor, whooped my ass. Him and his brother stayed in my house plenty of time. Whooped his goddamn ass when he got there in the pool. I said, you know what? The way you do your mom, you don't do me like that, buddy. He said, man, what you talking about? I said, no, you come over here, you mess the dishes up over here, buddy, you gonna clean it up. I ain't cleaning the shit up for you.
No, that's
what?
Right. And that's what I hate about these kids with peer pressure. You know, a lot of kids that may have a little more money than the other ones, you know, or their mama may clean up their room. I tell my kids all the time, you made that mess. Why should I clean it
up?
You pissed on that dude. You going to put these gloves on, and you going to clean that stuff up yourself. I'm not supposed to clean up after y'all. Y'all are not babies. Y'all are not doing nothing that you can't do for yourself.
Why
do you think you're crazy?
We got 5 minutes left on B93FNHip.com, man. I tell you what's going down. And I tell you what, my little 5-year-old can get his ass whooped, too.
I shut his ass up quick. My little son, no,
you
I don't.
Just throw that in there.
But y'all say, y'all know when my son tell me all the time, he said, Daddy. I said, what? You tell me you love me too much. I said, you damn right, because I do love you. Oh. I whip your ass.
I know that's right.
He told his teacher, he said, my daddy tell me he loved me too much. I told him he'd tell me that too much. I said, I do love you. I love you a lot, but guess what? I'm going to whoop your I love you enough to whoop your ass when you in rock. How about that?
Now, I you know that's that right.
I'm going to tell y'all the crazy thing I had to do with my little cousin them. I had to call the fucking police on my damn cousin them, y'all. Am I wrong for calling the damn police on my cousin them?
It depends on what you call the police on them for. You just
I called the damn police because they wouldn't listen to me. They were telling me they threatened to call the police with me because I whooped their ass. And I said, well, call the police. Well, guess what? The police
officer. They ought to have been whooping their ass while they ought to gave them the phone calling the police.
Now, look, when I called the police on their ass, guess what the police told when they came out there? They said, my uncle whooping my ass. And you know what the police said? He said, you know what, sir? He said, you better let your uncle whoop you, because if we take you, we're going to whoop you worse. That's right.
There you go.
And so he told him, I never had no more problem out of my little after that. He said, I ain't going to call the police no more on you, because they take up for you. I said, it ain't going to take up for me. They've been whooping. I said, you caught the right one, but they believe in whooping your ass when you do wrong. So, you know, now, I'm going to keep it real. Not all police believe in that shit, but the majority of the police will tell you all the time that whoop a child because you don't whoop a child. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, my son.
I mean, there's a difference between beating your kid and whooping your kid straight.
Yeah.
Now, if you leave a mark on your kid and bruises and stuff, that's a little different. But if
it's different. It's a difference. Well, my son hit me. My son was 16. Well, he was 16 and a half, and he hit me. And at that time, my son was already 6 foot 180 pounds.
Oh,
well, I shot at my son. I ain't gonna lie to you. I shot at my son. No, my son, nigga, you want to be grown and want to hit me because I came home. I told him to wash dishes and take the trash out, and my house was 10 times worse than what I left it. He was asleep. I slapped him woke. He slapped me back. And I got the shotgun and I shot at his ass.
But you know what? I'm telling you, my mama did it to me one day. I'll never forget the shot. I was 6 years old. No, I was 7 years old. And my mama, I was talking shit to my mama. So my mama said, you know what, son? She said, what you say? And my mama the type, you know, she old school. So she the type, you know, they used to say, I beat you black and blue. Y'all remember that?
Yeah,
exactly. My mama said, I beat you black and blue. My mama told me one day I was talking shit. I said, nah, mama, I ain't going to do nothing. My mama said, what you say, son? You say what? He got that shoe. I was in the bed. She got that shoe. And she, you know what? Her ass did not mix. She did not miss at all. She hit me right where she wanted to hit me. She aimed in my mouth, and it hit my mouth. I guarantee I never had no problem with my mama no more.
My mom even had her own special wooden paddle.
My mom did too.
For real. My mom had a wooden paddle. No lie.
They used to have it in school.
And had it. Well,
hey, y'all, these
my
kids
mom
don't know.
I respected her. Straight up.
They used to have it in school.
My parents were divorced when I was five. So my mom had to take the role of a mom and a dad. So she put me in jail, and you know what? It made me a better woman of who I am today. So I respect her in every way.
And me too. I'm the same way. My mom was like that. I don't know what it is about the mother back then compared to now. Because back then, the mother took the role.
It's so different. Yeah.
I used to get whoopings by my great grandmother, and my grandma more than my mom. I don't know why, but I just got whoopings by the ancients. And the ancients didn't play.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, man. I never, you know, got the extension cord or the switch because I was high young.
Oh,
so a lot of my friends used to be like, you know, you got to. But what I did used to.